much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
This is crack, and this is what you smoke it in.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
We don't have to sleep on that couch.
No, it's okay.
No, it's not. This is a huge bed. Come on, just get in and get a good night's sleep.
Lisa's going through this phase where she doesn't eat any meat.
Hi, Lisa. Did that hurt so good?
One of these days, she's not going to be here.
You are very observant, Lisa.
You know you want it. You know you need it.
Oh, Lisa, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Lisa. Hey, Lisa.
You know.
Tell us more about your dead mom.
No, she's not dead. And Browers, from... Why don't you just leave the room? I don't need your help.
Well, I gotta say, Lisa, it sounds like you're straining to do some explaining.
And now...
Hey, Lisa, do you work at Subway? Because you just gave me a foot long.
Our feature presentation.
This is Kevin Bishop. What'd you do?
Oh, no!
Again?
What the hell?
What?
Someone has lost interest in trying.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh. Poor Kevin. Remember when Kevin was alive?
I do. Hey, lines are wide open if you want to get in on Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. Good day for you to pick up the phone and give us a call on any topic. I'd especially love to hear from you if you've always heard other schmucks on the program and you thought, hey, I want to be one of those schmucks. You can call now, 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls in just a minute here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Oh, look who just showed up.
What are you talking about? I've been here.
Uh-huh.
Really? Where were you?
I just let you start.
Oh, that was nice.
I feel like sometimes I'm a little, you know, selfish. And I'm the one that starts talking, and, you know, I think Bean should start every once in a while
just
as well.
Just open it up to...
Right.
Okay.
Well, Psycho Mike starts when you're not here, just so you know. Because gives him the chance to be you.
Might rethink that.
Anyway, get right to your calls at 1-800-520-1067. I love this story so much, Kevin. I think you'll like it, too, because, yes, it is baseball, but it is baseball players getting hurt. I know that's your favorite.
Well, it depends on how weeny a way they get hurt.
Well, let's remember that earlier this year, Kendry Morales broke his leg jumping on home plate when he had that walk-off homer for the Angels.
During
the celebration, right? Well, here's another injury from a celebration yesterday, and this is not something I've ever heard before. The Florida Marlins are having an unbelievable week. They've had 4 walk-off victories this week already. And what that means is you get up and win the game with one swing of the bat when you're the last batter of the game. Okay. So a lot of celebration, a lot of excitement. So this the player hits drives in the run. They beat the Braves. There's a big celebration. And what generally happens in a situation like that is if you're the hero of the game, you are kind of you got a target on your back for some hijinks later on. Like during the post game interview, this is where you get the pie in the face, right? For instance.
Wait. They still do pie in the face?
Yeah, they sure do.
Pie in the face rips.
Pie in the face big. Yeah.
I know it rips, but they still do it.
They still do pie in the face. Yeah. So the guy who hits the game-winning hit is doing his post-game interview, and another player, a guy named Chris Coughlin, who was the 2009 NL Rookie of the Year last year, by the way, he comes up behind the player with a pie and hits him in the face with the pie, jumping up and down. He's all excited. He's having the time of his life. Well, he breaks his leg jumping up and down.
Oh, my God. You're kidding.
That's insane.
How actually he tears the meniscus of his left knee is what he did. Doesn't break his leg. So now he's on the disabled list for who knows how long.
You know why? Because it doesn't take athletes to play baseball. That's
clearly
why.
Well, it certainly does. It certainly does.
How many other sports do they get hurt celebrating? Answer that question.
Well, it's happened. It's happened in football.
When they do the dance
in the end zone.
Yeah,
in the end zone.
It's happened when? How many times? One time in the last 15 years.
There was the Gramatica brother that jumped up after kicking a field goal and shattered his leg.
All right, field goal kicker.
God, I forgot.
No, but field goal kicker really is the least physical.
There was a defensive back for the Broncos. I wish I could remember his name, but he got an interception, ran it back, it was a pick six, and he was celebrating in the end zone, and all of a sudden he fell down like he got shot by a sniper.
Right.
And that's exactly what happened. He pulled a tendon.
But it seems to happen to baseball a lot, and that's because they don't have to be in shape. They stand around. That's
certainly why. They're in shape. But anyway, 6 to 8 weeks he's out because he tore his meniscus while hitting a teammate with a pie in the face. So I just
wow!
I love that.
What an unbelievably gay sport baseball is.
It's not at
that
all.
That is unbelievably gay. Wow, baseball's lame.
It's an unfortunate injury. It's not something I'm sure he's proud of.
He got hurt hitting a guy in the face with a pie.
He did.
That's so embarrassing.
And it looks like they are now. It looks like other teams have already banned the pie in the face, and now it looks like the Marlins are going to do the same.
They're going to ban all celebrations in baseball because they can't afford to lose players when they're jumping up and down on home plate.
They can just high five nicely.
Hey, just touch. here's an air high five. Okay, we don't want to touch because we might get injured.
I'm going to write you a letter because you won the game. I'm going to send you a card.
What an unbelievably lame sport that is.
Well, it's not lame at all.
I usually try to keep my mouth shut because I know there are more baseball fans than not. And I'm in the minority.
Yes.
But goddamn you people like a really lame sport.
How dare you?
Time for our phone calls. 1-800-520-1067. That's the number. It is Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. You call right now. We're going to put you on the air. And we're going to give you a prize as well.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
The Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series is coming to the Glen Helen Raceway August 7th and 8th. You can go to lucasoiloffroad.com for details. We got a pair of tickets for you right now for being on the air for Kevin Bean's What It Do Nephew, 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with, Alex on line 3 has a question for us. Hey, Alex, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. What It Do?
What It Do, guys? How you guys doing?
Good. What's going on?
Hey, I wanted to find out when did Cycle Mike become the new Ryan Seacrest?
When did he become a new Ryan Seacrest?
The minute he started dating boys?
Explain.
just sing them all over the TV and, on the radio.
Yeah, he does have a lot of gigs.
24 hours a day.
Yeah. The unfortunate part is I don't have any money, and Ryan Seacrest is really rich. So it's like I'm worse than Ryan Seacrest. I'm like the bootleg Ryan Seacrest.
Right.
That is true. When do you get time for the gym?
You could always make time for GTL, brother.
It's
funny you should bring up Ryan Seacrest, and Alex is right. I have started, loading myself down with a little bit more work than usual. But yesterday I was at E! Working on a television show called The Daily 10, and my responsibility for the day was to interview Kathy Griffin.
All right.
So I sit down, and before I sit down to interview her, kind of a suit at E! Sits down. He's like, she likes to trash Ryan Seacrest, and I know you're on the radio too, so you might be tempted to do so, but this is kind of his network. If you could lay off Ryan Seacrest.
And I was can I just interrupt and say that is the opposite of what you should tell Mike?
Yes,
I know that.
He's
because
like you.
It's the opposite of you should tell me,
And
now all he cares about is talking about Ryan Seacrest.
And this time, I was the responsible. I was like, I didn't really plan on it, but okay, I'll keep that in mind. I sit down, and I swear to God, before I could even get into interview questions for Kathy Griffin, she goes, let me tell you why Ryan Seacrest sucks, and why him and Oprah are the two people that are ruining Hollywood, and they're both Nazis, and, just, trashy, and I was like, oh, God, where do I go from here?
You just let her run.
Yeah, I did.
She's your guest.
It wouldn't be responsible for me as a journalist, right, Lisa May,
exactly.
To interrupt.
Yeah, wait, I can't shut her down.
Wait a minute. Isn't he a good guy? Did you try that? Yeah. That's awesome.
Do you ever run into him over there at E! Mike?
I don't because I think I get there too late in the day, but they certainly have many a picture of him and his large studios like surveying the but right. I mean they're not really like he's the center. I mean it's there's a menagerie of like the Kardashians and Seacrest and all over like action shots though, like walking the red carpet or interviewing someone.
But all the ones of Seacrest were the ones that he had commissioned and taken and put up. I want that right there.
I'm sure.
And I want it to be 11 by 14, and I want everyone to see it when they walk in.
And he's on a riser, that he looks like he's normal tall. Height. Yeah.
Has he tried to get you to be one of his actors for Ryan's Roses yet?
No, he has not.
Has he come to you and said, I need you to be a guy, and you're going to send flowers to somebody else, and your fake wife's going to get so upset?
No, I mean, but I go in there every day just hoping, wishing, praying that day will come.
Yeah. Mike, you ought to make it your life's work, and thank you for the call, Alex. We appreciate that. We'll move on to Richard now on line 4. You should make it your life's work to steal Julianne Hough away from Seacrest.
Oh.
Hey, like that would be difficult.
Yeah. I mean, it would.
Because they're not really.
It would.
Well. Yeah, I know.
It would, because the other day when he just surprised her with a trip to Bali.
Right.
I couldn't really pull that off,
Right. But then she's with him.
Yeah.
And but you can take her to Wendy's or something.
That is
some
a sightseeing tour, my friend.
You act like I have all this hot hetero sex to offer her.
Good point.
You know what I'm saying? She'd take one look at my penis. She'd be like, I'm going to go back to Ryan.
Yeah, well. You could come, Connor. All right, let's talk to Richard. Hi, Richard.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you. What's going on?
You talk about baseball and things getting banned. A few years ago, when I was on active duty,
Came back drunk in the morning.
Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines?
Army.
Army.
Yeah, came back. No one wanted to do the PTs. We played Duck, Duck, Goose. And some guy actually twisted his knee out, and they banned Duck, Duck, Goose on the post. The insect airborne.
Oh, my God.
Now, Duck, Duck, Goose is that game where you play, sit in a circle, and tap each other on the head?
On the head. You go around and tap people on the head.
That you did when you were in, like, third grade?
Yep.
And didn't get hurt?
And you played it in the Army, and you got hurt?
The Army is the most childish place on the earth.
Of course, but Duck, Duck, Goose?
Yes.
Wow.
So, yeah, Kevin, are you going to say they're pussies in the Army now?
I'm going to say that Richard is. Yeah, I'm going to say there's an occasional person like Richard that ruins it for everybody.
That's right.
Can't play Duck, Duck, Goose without getting injured.
What did you hurt?
I didn't hurt it. It was one of the other guys in the unit. That
All right. Yeah, it was another guy.
Wow. Yeah, it was another guy.
We might have to open that topic again, being is the most embarrassing ways you got hurt.
I
because
think so.
That, you know, that seems to be plenteous. We all have really ridiculous ways that we got hurt. I got hurt running in place, for example. Fernando, hi.
What's up? What's going on?
What's going on?
What's up with A-Rod not being able to get 600 for the Yankees, and not even on his birthday he was able to do it?
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but like 7-8 players in the history of baseball have gotten 600 home runs, and he is 599?
That's right.
And has been for how long?
Not long. A week, maybe? A little
days,
more?
Like 4 days, I think.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
Yeah. And that's the answer to your question. You don't hit, you know, you don't necessarily hit a home run every 4 days. It's not that big a deal. But what is a bigger deal is that no one really cares, because he's been so juiced in so much of his career that the asterisk is bigger than the 600. So it's not like people are looking at this going, wow, huge accomplishment.
So because of steroids, even though he's only the seventh or eighth player to do it, no one cares.
No, I mean, it'll go in the record books. Sure. It'll count, but baseball fans are not that impressed by it because of the steroid scandals of the last few years. I mean, that's how we feel about Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa and all those guys who have been so juiced.
And A-Rod has come out and said, I did it.
I don't know. Where is he on that, Mike? Did he say
he was put on that list, that famous list of players, and then came out and admitted that his entire time with the Rangers, he was using performance-enhancing drugs.
All right.
Now, so his entire time with the Rangers, that's like between 150 and 200 home runs. So
right.
And that's what he's admitting to, which is probably a lot less than what is reality. So, and Bean's exactly right. If this didn't happen, it would be front page news, not sports page news. 600 home runs is a huge, huge.
But now everybody's like, whatever.
I heard discussion that people just are never going to care like they used to because they just don't trust it anymore.
Yeah.
Now they say this is the year of the pitcher, right?
They should allow steroids in baseball of all sports. I mean, we need more home runs and more, less celebrations where you break your leg. I mean, let's juice. Let's juice that sport. That's what it needs.
All right. Thank you for the call, Fernando. We appreciate it.
They need meth. They should allow meth in baseball. I would watch a meth baseball game.
It's funny you should say that. The bigger problem than steroids is amphetamines in baseball.
Really? I was just kidding.
No, it's a huge problem.
Okay, good. Excellent. All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Kevin, lay off the sauce, man.
Too late. Daniel Tosh will be in the studio today.
Yeah!
His show, Tosh.0, might be the funniest show on TV
it's
right now.
It's pretty great, yeah.
And the stuff he gets away with that we would get that we would get fired for is unbelievable. I love him so much. So we have him coming in. He's going to also help us take some calls as we give away tickets for our dinner with Schmucks.
Well, that should be fun.
Or dinner for Schmucks.
Either one. Yeah, you can see either one. We have two different theaters, and you can see with in one, and you can see four in the other. So that's coming up this morning as well. We're going to tell you about the pigeons that attacked, what's the band name?
Kings of Leon.
Kings of Leon. They attacked Kings of Leon. They got three songs in and quit. Kings of Leon quit.
They got poop in their mouths.
Well, one dive bomber did hit the mark. That's what you're saying.
That is.
So we'll get to that. We'll talk about the Jersey Shore as they rang the opening bell of the stock market.
Unbelievable.
Who understood where they were or what they were doing less than that group right there? Ralph's Video Vault today. Caged Heat.
Can't
wait.
Oh,
right.
Caged Heat. These poor women are locked up without the touch of a man. Love that. Brian Deegan will be on the show today talking about the X Games, and we have tickets for that as well. If you missed Thanks for That Info Bean late in yesterday's show, we'll give you some highlights of that.
Oh, so worth it.
And we've had a very lively conversation lately about would you still do Britney if you could now?
Mm-hmm.
The now Britney, would you do that now? Because most people were a yes back in the day.
Yeah.
But we kind of split in the studio on now.
Right. passionately split.
Yeah, because the people who would think the other ones are crazy.
No. Stay there.
And the people, Mike's thinking, I'll do the passionate split with her. Sure.
Yeah, sure. So anyway, we got that coming up as well. We'll take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beat.
Hey, Ralph Garman with our first look at the Showbiz Beat on the Kevin and Bean Show for Wednesday. What's going on?
Anybody notice that Kevin used the word plenteous this morning?
I did see that, opening
of the show?
Hey, Shakespeare made up words too, man.
No, that's a real word.
Oh.
That's what's even more disconcerting.
Oh, you were mocking me because it was a bad word.
No, it's a real word and you used it correctly.
Okay.
Which leads me to my email. This comes from listener RJ.
It's funny how I just take for granted that I'm wrong
when you start talking. RJ writes, hi, Ralph. I'm really worried about Kevin. I've been on jury duty, so I've been catching up on the show via the archive site during the past month. He's used the words caveat, panache, and ruminate all correctly. Concerned fan, RJ Foon. And we've all been noticing it. And I think that's why Kevin's not coming, can't make it to work on time anymore. I think he's studying in the morning before he gets here.
Oh, I see.
Reading the dictionary.
He's
the
sitting there with
the
dictionary just trying to pound as many words into his head as he can before he gets to the show. Because he knows he's got about 25, 27 minutes of retention and then they're gone again.
Yeah.
But we appreciate the effort.
Yeah. And it does seem to me like it's one of those word of the day calendars that Kevin forces whatever word it is for that day into the conversation.
I believe I've used them quite naturally.
I know you do.
All right. I mean, they fit. I mean, you forget that I
actually... No, they're all good words.
Here's the thing. You forget
used.
Because of what a retard I am. A retard I am. That I majored in English. That was my major
in
college.
But 20 years go by, we don't hear ruminate. Suddenly ruminate pops out. You were studying English too, you know? You think there'd be a cumulative effect. All of a sudden, you wouldn't just burst out with the vocabulary of a physics teacher.
I really can't explain it.
I can't either. I think it's phenomenon. I think you've got a brain tumor, and now you're going to get magic powers.
I hope.
You're going to make, like, pen spin and stuff.
Can I
like,
be Pen Man? I wanted to be Ant-Man, but that's already spoken for.
Pen Man, you got it.
He can write like crazy.
Look at the showbiz news. Congratulations to screenwriter Diablo Cody. She gave birth to her first son yesterday. She announced the happy news via her Twitter, which really is how she expresses herself almost exclusively. We had our boy early this morning. Marcelo Daniel Morio, 7 pounds, 2 ounces, lightly mustachioed. Apparently the kid's got a bit of a stash, so congratulations. Her husband is a staff member of the Chelsea Lately crew over there on E, and I wish Psycho Mike was still in the room because I would...
that would be cool.
He's over there at E. I would ask him copious questions about Chelsea Handler.
Yeah, but then you don't have time for his answers.
No, that's true. I don't. Maybe it's a blessing in disguise. Where does he go, by the way, when we're doing the show and he just walks out of the room?
You tell me. I don't know.
There's stuff that needs to be done more important than what we're doing on the air?
Nope.
Is it the fear?
Days,
I think it's the fear.
Is he shooting another TV show out in
that's
the
what I think it is. Maybe. I think he's got another job during this show.
That
I do.
Sense. Speaking of babies... Congratulations to my buddy Emily Proctor over there on CSI Miami. She's just announced that she is pregnant with her first child. She and her partner, musician Brian, are expecting it. TV Guide says the pregnancy will not be written in the upcoming season, so she will just look like she really, really has a swollen stomach.
Oh, good.
Do you have appendicitis? Have you eaten anything? You look Ethiopian. I don't know how they're going to explain it away, but they're not going to write it into the show. More baby news. This may be the greatest baby news ever. A woman claiming to be Michael Jackson's illegitimate love child has come forward. This is according to TMZ.com. She has filed legal documents claiming there was a diabolical plot to cover up her existence by the Jackson family.
Cool.
It gets even juicier.
But let me just start right there. I wouldn't doubt that for 1 second that the family would try and cover it up.
But it's been a year since he died.
I know. Well, it's not a
timely.
I know.
Mosien Pettit Jackson has filed documents with the L.A. County Superior Court demanding a DNA test to show that she is, in fact, Michael's daughter. Now, here's the interesting thing. Her mother is Diana Ross's sister.
Oh. Mm. And he was friends with Diana Ross, right?
Absolutely. Well, they were.
She just, quote-unquote, discovered him.
They were thick as thieves.
Yeah.
Those two. Now, Mosien claims in 1975, when Michael Jackson was 17 years old, he secretly impregnated her mother, Barbara, who, as I mentioned, is Diana Ross's sister. Then, when Mosien was 9 years old, Catherine Jackson hatched a plan to abduct her and send her to Belgium.
All right, now
to protect Michael's reputation.
Crazy.
Seven people were used to abduct her. and send her away. All of her seven abductors, she claims, were later murdered.
Oh, man. Wow.
To cover up the story.
Now, what's fascinating about this, Ralph, and now I want to hear about nothing else but this, is when you first did the story, I thought, well, they're making this up because we all know what a rigmarole you had to go through to get pregnant with Michael Jackson's baby. It involved test tubes, doctors, the whole
trapeze,
but,
other men.
Yeah. But now that you're talking about it was back when he was a human, back when he was a regular guy, that makes a lot of sense because I'm sure he was having some sex back in those days.
There's and people with a dirty mind that think like that.
When you add in Diana Ross's sister, who he obviously had contact with.
Absolutely.
Right, as the mother, things start to seem
okay, but
then you get to seven people murdered in Belgium.
Well, she now lives in the Netherlands. She did relocate to Belgium as a child, but she says she's coming forward
with
her story.
Why now is the question. I mean, this happened, what, 35 years ago or something?
She wants to think it's time to tell the truth.
To get some money?
And she would like to formally claim part of my father's inheritance, she says.
Ah. But see, why wouldn't she come forward when Thriller was becoming the best-selling album of all time? That would have been a good time maybe
Catherine
to poke your head out.
Whacked, too.
Oh, I see. Okay.
She like the Godfather in those movies?
Yes. She would have woken up with a horse's head in her bed. Mosien also claims that she was just recently diagnosed with vitiligo. And you know Michael had that.
Right.
So there you go. It's genetic. Boom. Case closed. Write her a check. That's what I say.
Well, the DNA will answer that question, but that's a fascinating story.
Yeah. And speaking of fascinating, apparently it looks like Wyclef Jean plans on running for the president of Haiti.
All right.
He is Haitian by birth. Moved to New York as a child. He's been heavily involved in Haiti aid since last year's earthquake. And apparently, from all the inside reports, he plans to run for president. He just needs to finalize the paperwork before next week's deadline. So, good luck with that, Wyclef Jean, president of Haiti.
Won't that put a crimp in, I don't know, Tory?
Maybe.
How much does he tour?
How much would it take to be president?
I don't know. That seems like a dangerous job to be president of Haiti.
Yeah.
It seems like a very unstable country. Just the S goes down over there. You know what I mean?
Seems like a lose-lose. Like, there's really...
You lose your music career, and then you become president of Haiti.
You know what happens when you win? You're president of Haiti.
Yeah.
That one.
That's true.
Well, he must be beloved over there because no one's done more to raise the profile of the disaster need over there over the last 6 months than Wyclef Jean.
I think he'll win in a landslide if he does run.
Yeah.
But then, you know what happens?
You're president of Haiti.
Now you got to fix Haiti.
Now what?
Yeah.
And then they make a voodoo doll of you. And then someone's throwing chicken bones. And that's how they tell the future. They roll the chicken bones.
Okay.
And they read the bones. Say, you're not looking good, my friend. All right, let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Jim Davis, cartoonist who created Garfield. F you right in the ear, Jim Davis.
Oh, you love him.
He's 65 years old today. Actress Elizabeth Berkley.
Yeah.
You know her as Jessie from Saved by the Bell. More importantly, you remember her from The Pole and Showgirls.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
She's 38 years old today. Singer Afro Man celebrates his 36th birthday today.
Afro Man.
We'll have to play a little Because I Got High later on.
Or any of his other hits.
Or any of them. Jacoby Shaddix of Papa Roach is 34. And Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy!
Tell him!
He is 20 years old. We got to play that Superman song, right? We got to crack that open, right? We got to bring that back, right? We got to dust that off, right?
Rather not.
Come on.
Do we have a choice?
Let's a little that Superman song and Because I Got High all together in a mashup.
All right.
Come on. Omar, get to work. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
Thanks for tuning into the Kevin Bean Show. This is the part of the show where you lie, right, Kevin?
Thanks for that info, Bean.
Bean cannot judge other people's interest in topics, although we have really, I believe, gone far out of our way to try and guide him. Don't you think so?
You've never brought up before that I shouldn't talk about stuff I'm interested in.
I believe those roads have been clearly marked.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So Bean, you know, is on websites and stuff while we're playing commercials and songs. He talks to us, at us, really more than with us. And he says things, and the rule is you're not supposed to respond. Well, the first one, the rule was broken when Bean said, the Seattle Mariners were the first Major League Baseball team to get a website.
out of the blue. Like, we weren't talking about sports websites or anything.
Right.
Lisa said, really? And Psycho Mike said, really?
Oh, no.
And then I yelled, neither of you is following the rules.
And I can only guess that maybe had to do with Microsoft being here. That's maybe why.
That's that info being.
We don't need more.
Well, I was just trying to figure out why, of all teams, the Mariners.
Right, but we don't care.
Okay.
That's the point. We want less information than we already have.
Maybe
Mariners,
that isn't clear.
Mariners first team to broadcast the game in 3D, by the way.
I don't think they should allow... Who needs to be in 3D less than the Mariners? Come on.
How dare you?
I don't think they should allow leaf blowers.
Well, I stand
then
by
Psycho
that.
Then Psycho Mike said, that's out of the blue. And then Bean said, they're doing the devil's work.
That's that info, Bean.
Yeah. Devil loves a clear driveway.
Sometimes, and a lot of times now, Bean has learned that if he addresses someone, it's a lot harder for them to not answer. This one, he says, Mike, are you coming to my puppy's birthday party today?
Oh.
Okay, oh. Now point one is, he doesn't live here.
No, it's obvious that that's
so
not going
to happen.
So he
can't clearly.
Right.
So Psycho Mike responds, oh dear God. And then Bean follows that with, I've got cake.
That's that info, Bean.
What's Ray Parker Jr. doing these days?
Okay.
What is Ray Parker Jr. doing these days? All right, so I broke my own rule and I yelled from the corner, I think he shut the F up. And then Bean said, wait, you can't mock what Ray Parker Jr. is doing these days. And then Psycho Mike said, take that microphone and shove it up your ass.
It's a friendly
Come on.
Group here.
That's that info, Bean.
Who's not interested?
That's that info, Bean.
All of us. That's what we're saying. Yeah. Lisa,
absolutely
me,
all
Mike, yeah. I'm speaking for Ralph.
And Lisa, you can't blame their reactions on whatever level of friendliness may or may not be in this room. They were driven to murder
no,
by that
you're
one.
Absolutely, I would back them 100%.
What's Ray Parker Jr. doing these days?
It's just, I can't imagine many offices where that stuff flies.
This woman has been working at Whataburger for 42 years. Then Psycho Mike says, and then Bean says, I wonder if she knew when she started working at Whataburger at age 27 that she would still be working there at 69.
Really? The answer is yes. Yes, she absolutely knew that.
That was her long-term plan, no. You a-hole.
That's that info, Bean.
It's just Bean reads out of the paper. I mean, that's basically all this is. And finally, who's going to Vegas with me to visit the world's largest Forever 21 store?
I thought it might be fun to have a little group road trip.
God
damn you, pal.
Giant DJ Spina Bifida in Forever 21. This whole skulking around, looking.
Hey, what's happening? What are you doing? Hey, what's going on?
I want you to be crushed by a safe while you're walking by a business office.
That's that info, bitch.
So, X Games 16 starts tomorrow night. This is the, what did we find out this was, Kevin? The 18th year in a row, something like that?
16, I'm guessing.
Oh, that's right, 16. That's right, that's
why
they call it
X Games 16.
So, that starts tomorrow night. We have tickets for you every day this whole, that was a joke, by the way. We have tickets for you all week long here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And we've also got gold medal athletes for you every day, including Brian Deegan later on today right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. So, stick around for that, won't you?
I don't think that was a joke.
It was a good one.
I'm gonna go on record and say not a joke.
It was a good one.
Remember what he said? What was the midnight screening? What time does that start? All right. Listen, we've been having a conversation off the air, and that's just how it usually starts, is that we have conversations off the air, and then we start arguing, and then it gets more and more and more, and then finally we have to bring it onto the air, and we have to get your opinion on it. This particular one, Bean put up a post, is this formerly hot superstar going bald, and it's a picture of Britney Spears just... It's not a bald spot, but it looks like...
I don't know what the hell is going on with her head.
It looks like she got burned in a fire.
Yeah, I mean,
it
really
looks
does.
Like someone out of a movie like Zombieland or something, where there's some sort of infestation and people start to turn into zombies.
Yes.
We should mention this post is on kevinandbean.com if you want to click on that and maybe just do a search for Britney Spears and you'll see the picture. I don't know what's going on with her weave, but it is not good. And then we started talking about, you know, what kind of shape Britney is in these days versus how hot she was a few years ago. And someone brought up, hey, but would you still hit that? And that's when the opinions really started flying because, you know, there's some people like Psycho Mike, he'll hit anything.
Yeah. Well, it depends. Are you – okay, we have to clarify something. Is this – because some of us would do this for A, either comedy, or B, for the story. Yeah. I mean, to be able to tell your friends, hey, I just had sex with Britney Spears.
Outside of doing it for the air.
No one could find out.
Yeah, I totally would not have sex. There's nothing in me that would want to have sex with that.
I mean, I just got to imagine why you would.
I agree.
I mean, she just...
I'm with you.
And I'm a nasty SOB.
Right.
I mean, I would do... Like
you've
being
done
said.
Shoes.
Yeah.
And couches and walls.
Yeah.
But if no one, like if it wasn't for a bit or I couldn't tell, you know, talk about what it was like, no, you know, you couldn't say a word about it. No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah.
Ralph said yes.
No, being, not
anymore.
Oh, you're
he
a
was.
No.
Then
oh,
he saw that photo.
I thought you were a yes.
No, I said yesterday I would if I could clean her up. And then Alex showed me this photo and showed me the error of my ways. There's
no
way.
So you're a no.
She's something physically damaged about her now. She's repulsive.
Well, it's a terrible weave, but she could be cleaned up.
It's not terrible.
It's not about. There's no weave there. That's her head.
Maybe that's the problem. Is there used to
she
be?
She doesn't
a weave
have
there.
A weave there. She's got some sort of scabby, dysfunctional scalp thing going on, and it's repugnant.
It is nasty. By the way, she is just in general, she used to be, you know, you could put her in the top 10, arguably, hottest chicks in the world.
I never thought she was that hot.
When she was doing, you know, Hit Me Baby One More Time and all those videos.
I thought she was sexy. I would have never made her top 10.
Okay, maybe not top 10. No. But she was high on the sexy chart.
She's a beautiful girl and she had a sexiness about her, for sure.
Right.
But there, if this is what her head looks like.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Then, you know, even if you were to clean her up and get her to her best at this point,
well,
there's still
something
damaging.
That's my argument yesterday was, well, I'll just throw her in the shower before I do it. But you're not washing that away.
No, you're
not. You're not washing that away. That's a keeper right there. Whatever's going on her head, and like Mike said, whatever other kind of funguses she's got growing on her, you're not washing that off with a shower.
We'll take your phone calls, 1-800-520-1067. In her current condition, do you think you'd do that? Because... I don't.
Psycho Mike, hand the headphones to Dave. I want to get him on this conversation because he weighed in
yesterday.
Although,
let me just bring this up. Have I had any drinks? Because if so,
I'd also like to point out that, again, Britney is the victim of us comparing her to how hot she once was. Okay,
right.
Bean, if I see any woman in a bar with that head, I'm not having sex with her.
The rest of my sentence was, though, that there are millions of women out there who look worse than Britney Spears that people are having sex with.
Not
millions
savvy.
Of them.
Yeah. Some people, sure, there's some people having sex with any... there's a woman who had sex with you, Bean.
That's
it doesn't
a good point.
Mean women everywhere want to have sex with you.
And there's fatter, uglier women that I would have sex with. It's not even really about that. It's a overall disgustingness that Britney is giving off lately that turns me off more than her being a little bit overweight and not
point.
Necessarily in the top of her game.
Here's my point.
She's overweight, but she keeps herself, you know, attractive and takes care of herself and has a certain amount of respect for herself. Uh-huh. She can certainly be sexy, but this is not good.
If she's taken care of upstairs like this.
Right.
Just guess downstairs.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like she may be rotting from the inside out. This may have been going on for years, and now it's just getting to the surface. It's coming out in the scalp and other areas, but it could have been like a toxic blackness deep inside her that's starting to come out.
Yes, King of Mexico.
Yet I would still hit it.
You would?
You
yeah.
would?
Yeah.
Is that because the anti-tattoo guy?
But is that because...
Like his scab head?
Yeah. I don't love tattoos, but I love head scabs.
I'm sure these pictures... At that time, she was, you know, she looks like that. But her hair's going to grow back. It's going to be
no,
fine.
No, but we're saying,
no,
look
we're not
at
saying
that photo.
It, no,
yes,
no,
we are.
No, you're saying, would you still hit her now?
Yeah.
Not in that day.
But the next
but this
day.
Is who she is now, Dave. That's what we're saying.
Yeah, but I'm sure
this
the next
is who
day.
She
the
is.
Next day, she grew
ago.
A lot of hair.
A couple of weeks ago. You know what she was doing last week? Walking barefoot in a men's room at a gas station, pulling Cheetos out of her shorts.
Or maybe she went to the gym. You don't know.
Yeah, maybe she went to the gym.
All I'm saying is, it's still Britney, and she's still...
But it's not Britney. It's not still Britney. That's what they're saying.
This is what I'm
saying. I would still hit it.
Let me ask you guys this. What about let's just right off her above the neck. Let's say she's just a butterface.
All right.
From the neck down,
she's just whatever.
She's a little bit
it's not
a little
about
bit
looks,
flabby.
Though. I think Psycho Mike nailed it. It's not about looks. There's a disgustingness about her now.
There's a self-respect.
There's a gross factor now that really is skeevy.
She is, Ralph hit it on the nose with the respect for yourself. Yeah. The fact that she goes around in a tank top with no bra, barefoot, it's a sign
trash.
Of a woman. She is exactly like the girls you see on Cops. Coming out to defend their shirtless husband for, you know, beating them in the meth lab. I mean, she really is at that point.
And what I'm saying is donkey punch. You know?
Wow.
You could do all kinds of stuff. It's fun.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. You have heard the evidence. Now we want to hear from you, the jury.
It's quite a compelling story Dave's got.
It is.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, you got sex with her and beat her up.
Because Jackie Punch.
You can do anything.
1-800-520-1067. That is the toll-free telephone number. Britney Spears, go to KevinB.com, see the photo that we're talking about, and then weigh in. Would you still hit that? That's what we want to hear from you. We'll take your calls right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show.
I'm just saying I don't want to follow K-Fed anywhere.
Well, that's a great point.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ at 638.
Talking about Britney Spears 2010 edition.
It's Britney, bitch.
Maybe doesn't look quite as good as she once did, but would you still hit it? That's the question on the table. Go to KevinandBean.com if you want to see the photo that kind of sparked the debate. Kevin brought up an excellent point, by the way, that we didn't even mention last time we were talking about, and that is, if you do decide to take one for the team and have sex with Britney Spears, you're going after K-Fed. And that...
it's not the position you want to be in, right?
No. No, it's not. So let's take some calls at 1-800-520-1067. Let's try Let's try Daniel. Daniel's on line one, joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Daniel, welcome to the program, man. What do you think?
What's up, party people? Hi, yep. Lisa.
Hi, Daniel.
Yes or no on Britney? Current day Britney.
It's a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Really?
Hell yeah. Look, you don't have to keep looking at her face. First of all, you must be disturbed while you're having sex, and it's not, like, sensual. You're looking at the person's face. You're supposed to be looking down. Right,
right, but what I'm suggesting is if that's the way she takes care of her upstairs, downstairs is worse.
What, are you saying it's like a fire garage? There's nothing bad about
perhaps.
It. Perhaps. Well, we know it's not as bad as Lindsay Lohan, and I would still hit Lindsay Lohan.
Right, could I be blindfolded?
and drugged.
And Rohypnol.
But it, right, are you so doing it because it's Britney? I mean, what's the draw other than that?
Well, it has to be because it's Britney, because if you just saw her on the street,
right.
You'd go, no.
No way, right?
Yeah, well... Yeah, that's true, too. I would do it because I want to be like, yeah, I hit Britney Spears.
Right, but you can't tell anyone.
Yeah, I won't tell anyone.
In our scenario.
The price that I feel that I hit a celebrity who's like, well.
All right, I got you. Mm-hmm. Daniel's a
thank
yes.
you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's try Nick on line three. Nick, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Britney Spears, yes or no?
No way. No way.
No way. How come?
Oh, man, I've seen all the crap that girl eats, like on TMZ and stuff. And
yeah, she doesn't.
Like Taco Bell every night. It's disgusting. She's got to be funky down there.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, if eating Taco Bell makes you funky down
by
there.
By the way, I saw funky down there right after Rage Against the Machine last Friday. It was great.
All right, so we're going to put you down as a vote for no. By the way, I'd like to bring this up again. It's Psycho Mike. I know you've got my back
left.
On this.
Of course.
Where the hell is Psycho Mike now?
I don't know. Why are we yelling about him again?
Britney Spears, I hate to tell you this, I hate to, for a reality check here, is hotter than lots of women that lots of people want to have sex with. She's not even below average, I don't think,
I think
at this point.
See, the problem with Britney Spears is that you have the hot Britney Spears to compare her to. That's
right.
The
right.
problem.
Well, absolutely.
True. If she looked like this her whole life, though, no one would have ever been interested in her.
Well, she never would have been a star.
I mean,
right.
Yeah, she's very average.
Yeah, she's average.
If you and the average. The head.
And the average guy would have sex with the average-looking girl.
I would be
shocked that you expect that there's going to be a huge percentage of no votes on this.
Because she's not – an average girl, you don't know what her history is and what she's put in her body, including who, and all that stuff. This has been documented with her.
If you saw an attractive crack whore – walking down the street. No, I'm not even kidding. If you were at the corner of Santa Monica and Highland, and you see a crack whore hanging outside the donut shop, and
she's
an attractive girl,
okay.
But her hair is greasy, and you can tell she's probably smelly, and she's got mismatched shoes on, and her feet are dirty, and there's something going on there. Do you say, yeah, oh, that's a yes, that's a hit?
Wait, are you talking to me or Bean?
I'm talking to Bean.
Yes, then, is the answer.
Certainly not.
Well, that's what we're talking about. She's an attractive woman who has degraded to the point of disgustingness.
Ryan emails, she's still hot to me. The slutty factor does it. In fact, she puts out a kinky vibe, in my opinion. That's what Ryan says. But then right after that, Andy writes in, yeah, I'd hit that, but literally not in the sexy way.
I don't think she puts out a kinky vibe. She
I don't
puts
either.
Out a lazy vibe.
Yeah, she would literally like fall asleep halfway through.
I would think.
And when you make the proclamation that she's
Mike's back.
Better yeah. looking yeah. than
he shows
a, lot
up
of,
he wants to talk.
A lot of women that men want
not
to have
what
sex
we need
with.
Him, though.
Right. You're saying that basing it on the fact that she used to be Britney Spears.
Correct.
A.
Correct.
You can't just look at Britney Spears B of today and say that. That's just not true. I mean, she's not there. If that was a woman that you saw at Walmart, looking the way she does now today, day in and day out,
I'd have her thrown out.
You would. There would be not one part of your body that would naturally and instinctively want to have sex with her. That's just not true.
But what I'm telling you, and I think it's hard to think about it this way because we do know her as previously hot Britney Spears, is that if she were in Walmart now, she would still look better than most of the women in Walmart.
Well, I don't have sex with those women in Walmart then either.
Yeah, it's not like we're going to Walmart and going, everybody here is fair game.
Are you saying there's some foul, disgusting men who have sex with foul, disgusting women? Yes, I'll give you that fact. But I thought we were talking about us here.
We're talking about, I'm talking about average men having sex with average looking
women. She's
not
average.
That's what I'm talking about.
I agree.
I think she is.
She's filthy.
All
right, let's take a couple of really quick calls. Let's go to Greg. Greg, yes or no?
I've got one word for you, or maybe two. Stinkhole. How could you go wrong?
How could you go wrong? Oh, I see what you said. I got gotcha.
Those were conflicting statements.
Which one do you pick?
They're both stinkholes.
Oh, thank you for the call. Now turned ugly. Let's try Bobby on line two. He's bringing up something I don't think we've talked about yet. Hey, Bobby, welcome to the show. Britney Spears, yes or no?
No way. And here's the thing. I mean, she looks like she's cursed. Seriously?
Somebody put a voodoo spell on her? No,
gypsy fortune teller put a curse on her at a carnival.
Yeah.
Yeah, like she's got fleas on her head or something. Like,
oh, fleas in best case scenario, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, oh my gosh.
She's
man.
Got king no crabs. Way. That's what she has. Like Alaskan king crabs. That's what you would find down there. You need drawn butter to have sex with her.
Leave her alone! Leave Britney alone!
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. If you missed on our website yesterday, we put up a little clip of a new song from that band, Linkin Park. We've got a new CD coming out. There's a clip of it up at the kevinandbean.com if you want to check it out.
Great.
And it comes
I haven't
out.
Heard it. Is it very Linkin Parky?
Would you consider the last song we just played very Linkin Parky?
I would consider all of them very Linkin Parky.
Then I'm going to go with yes.
Okay.
It's all very right. Linkin Parky. I like
the Catalyst. Is that what we're playing?
The Catalyst, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, the new CD comes out in, I think, early September.
Okay.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday here. What's up with the cast of Jersey Shore at the site of the New York Stock Exchange yesterday, ringing the bell? We'll discuss that coming up next hour. And that, we're begging for an economic collapse at this point, right? I mean, we're just flying in the face of anything that makes sense anymore.
Taunting the gods?
We pretty much are. That's coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on, dude?
Another day, another story from Lindsay Lohan. In the big house.
Uh-oh.
In the big bird cage. In the big dollhouse. In the Hooskow. In the Great Bar Hotel.
Right.
Apparently, there is a group of former inmates at Lynwood that is filing a class action lawsuit against the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department.
Okay.
And they want Lindsay to be deposed and take part of their lawsuit. Here's the suit. They claim that the strip searches and cavity searches of female inmates is being done in a parking lot that is neither private nor sanitary.
Oh, what? No! Bend over and spread them in the parking lot?
So they would like Lindsay to hop on board and to talk about her experience at Lynwood. I'm guessing they probably did a better search for her than they do the average female prisoner.
Wouldn't you guess they do everything better for her than the average prisoner?
Yes, I would guess that.
Just because she has maybe the resources to cause them problems?
Absolutely. And you know she's going to be talking about this experience after she gets out, and I'm sure they want to paint that facility in the best possible light. But parking lot's hot.
Yeah,
you know what
parking lot? I need to
ask. That's like caged heat. That's caged heat right there. You see that movie. The doctor says, I don't enjoy this any more than you do. And he puts on the rubber glove.
Oh, man.
Like, yeah.
Ralph's going to take a look at caged heat later on this morning in Ralph's video vault.
Later on, the doctor starts taking Polaroids of unconscious prisoners. He puts them out and then starts taking Polaroids.
That's what you want from a doctor.
It's caged heat, man.
Yeah.
How's the average prisoner look in that movie compared to Britney 2010?
So much better.
Yeah,
I would bang everyone in that prison in caged heat. Although it is a 70s movie.
Yeah.
So you you see a lot of stuff in the shower scene you haven't seen in a long time.
Right.
Regarding...
we get it.
There's a fro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's froze. Forgot about the fro.
The lower fro.
The low fro. Who's going to replace Simon Cowell in American Idol? Well, it may be one of its former producers. Nigel Lithgow
Love that dude.
Who is a judge on So You Think You Can Dance and also is the producer of that show.
Don't know that dude.
Left American Idol. He used to be the producer of that show as well. Left American Idol a couple years back. Now, apparently, the powers that be are asking him to return to help reboot the show because of its slipping ratings and the fact that Simon is gone. They want to bring him back and sort of reinvent American Idol.
Is he the same type of personality?
He's a British, funny, acerbic kind of dude. Now, it's not saying he would be the judge, but he would come back on as EP, executive producer, again, and kind of help them right the ship, as it were.
I got you.
Which is funny to talk about because the ratings slipped like 10% or something. It's still Super Bowl-esque ratings numbers. It's still ridiculous. But yeah. They want to be able to take this opportunity with Simon leaving to kind of reinvent the show. And he said he might boot all the judges off the show.
Really?
Get rid of everybody. Start brand new.
No kidding.
Bring in three new people. He said four doesn't work. You got to get three back.
Right.
And you got to get good people across the board. And he might reinvent the entire panel.
I'd like to suggest Brittany.
I would, too.
In Paul's role.
And her hairstylist. He said his dream cast of judges would be Paula Abdul, Usher, and Elton John.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure it would, but you're not going to get Usher or Elton John.
Yeah.
Anyway, Justin Timberlake apparently is also being asked by this dude if he would come on, and he's obviously just too busy, so we don't know what's going to happen with that show, but interesting.
I wonder what they're going to do with Ellen, by the way. She signed a 5-year deal to be a judge on American Idol.
Hmm.
I mean, the show could certainly afford to eat that and just pay her out, but that's a miscalculation.
They could have her killed.
Well, it's unlikely, but I guess.
Call Katherine Jackson up and have the hit put out. TMZ.com reports that Mosien Pettit Jackson is a young lady who's claiming that she is the daughter of Michael Jackson. She says she is the illegitimate love child of Michael and Diana Ross's sister Barbara. Now, Mosien claims in 1975, 17-year-old Michael Jackson impregnated her mother. And when she was 9 years old, Katherine Jackson hatched a plan to protect her son's reputation by having her abducted and taken away to Belgium.
Wow.
She says after that fact, all seven of the men who were involved in the abduction plot were later murdered. Now she's back.
You have to cover your tracks, Ralph.
From outer space.
you can't have it lead back to you. You have to kill everyone involved.
She is currently living in the Netherlands. She said she wants to come forward to the story so the truth can be told. And so she can get a little taste of her father's inheritance.
Most importantly.
She's asking for a DNA test. And so far, Diana Ross, Barbara Ross, no one in Michael Jackson's family, no one has returned any phone calls to TMZ to corroborate or to refute this statement. But
is Barbara still alive, Ralph?
Yes.
Wow. It's going to be interesting.
So there you go. And it looks like it's official. NBC has announced that The Office will continue even after Steve Carell leaves the sitcom next year.
Okay. Do we know who's taking over?
No. We're still a ways away from that. But NBC seems to believe that the show still has some life in it, and perhaps casting a new lead would reinvent that show and give a brand new energy to it.
I don't know how you... Casting a new person?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. They would bring in a new boss.
I would so watch if Dwight was in charge. Dwight Schrute.
But I think this is an opportunity. They're right. This is an opportunity to bring in somebody, a different character from Michael Scott. Don't make him an idiot. Bring in a different type of boss. And I think that would change the dynamic of everyone in that office.
I think Daryl would be a great new boss.
Sure.
Yeah. So I'll have to wait and see. And Zac Efron.
Yes.
Is flimsy.
Yeah. How dare you?
People Magazine reports he got together with his boyfriend Corbin Blue the other night for drinks at a local bar.
Friend? You mean just friend?
He and his boyfriend sat at the table and ordered up pitchers of mojitos and cosmopolitans.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
What's going on here, Mr. Queermo?
Why not just boofoo each other right there in front of everyone and get it over with?
Holy shit. It's Zac Efron!
Mojitos and carafes of cosmopolitans were ordered to the table. Holy crap, you lighten the loafers, piece of fluff.
Room's starting to spin real fast because of gayness.
Zac can drink whatever he wants, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
And does.
It's Corbin Blue. That's what he drinks. Today's celebrity birthdays. Actress Lori Loughlin. Remember her? From Full House?
Yes.
Yeah.
She was adorable. She's 46 years old today. Elizabeth Berkley is was 38. She, of course, was on Saved by the Bell and in the legendary film Showgirls. Jacoby Shaddix of Papa Roach is 34 years old today. Soulja Boy, tell him!
Soulja Boy, I'm in it. Oh. Why me crack it? Why me roll? Why me crack that Soulja Boy? That Superman? That, oh. Now why me you? Crack that Soulja Boy? Now why me you? Crack that Soulja Boy? Now why me you?
That's probably enough.
That's what Zach and Corbin were dancing to, I think, the other night while they were drinking their Cosmopolitans and mojitos. And can we get a side of lube? Soulja Boy's 20 years old today, and singer Afro Man.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high.
Ooh.
I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high.
My room
is still messed up, and I know why.
What's that, Afro Man? Why's that?
Because I got high. Because I got high.
Yeah.
Because I got high.
Yeah. Afro Man is 36 today.
If only a stoner would write a song about his room being messy. Really, that's it?
Afro Man is 36 and broke. You just know he's got no money left. You just know it.
And the weed he's smoking now is so...
Oh, he's got that skunk. He's got it from his cousin. It's got a lot of seeds.
Yeah.
Seeds and stems. That's all he's down to now. It's just sad. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Funny man Daniel Tosh from Comedy Central's Tosh.0 joins us next hour. Brian Deegan talks X Games. And next hour, we'll also give you a chance to join us. Well, I guess it's tomorrow night now. Tomorrow night for Dinner for Schmucks in Pasadena. We're talking about dinner and a movie. And, Kevin, we've tapped into something. A lot of our listeners are in the doghouse right now. A lot of our listeners need help. They need a free evening out to make up for something. I can't believe the emails and the calls we've been getting on this. So, anyway, that'll be coming up next hour. Also, your chance to join us to see Steve Carell and Paul Rudd in the hilarious Dinner for Schmucks right here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
This is one of the strangest stories and funniest that we've seen in a long time. We mentioned it before, but the Kings of Leon had to abandon a gig after a pigeon dive bombed in the bass's mouth. Dive bombed and let one go.
That's pretty gross.
Kings apparently, this is a pigeon infestation at this venue that they were playing at last Friday night. I mean, apparently, very like hundreds of birds. It's a big time infestation.
It's a Verizon Wireless Verizon Amphitheater in St. Louis, Missouri, and they quit after three songs. Now I'm sorry, but if I pay.
Yeah.
And I drive.
Come on.
And I pay to park. And I walk.
And there's.
And you get some bird poop on
there.
You finish that show.
Yes. I agree.
Here's a very lispy CNN reporter talking about it.
Sometimes concerts get canceled due to bad weather. But what came raining down on the Kings of Leon was pigeon poop. You couldn't really see it, just the drummer wiping his face.
That was funny. They did show the drummer. You could see him, like, wiping bird poop off his face.
Okay, but having said that, with wiping literal crap off of your face, you still say the show must go on.
It's rock and roll. Well, you know what? There's two problems here. One is this place should have taken care of the pigeons. I mean, that's part one.
Right.
Uh-huh.
That they owe that to the fans, first of
all. Okay, but if they didn't, and then Kings Leon gets on stage, you say go ahead and perform, even though you're getting shat on.
Yes.
Well, you had a funny idea. You know, call out to the audience.
Hey,
get some hats.
Who has a hat I can use?
Yeah.
Because I'm getting pooped on. They make it funny.
Right.
And they keep playing.
And then they're everybody's hero.
You don't quit after three songs.
Then the bass guitarist wiping his face, and then the lights went out, and the band left the Verizon Amphitheater in St. Louis.
They left the amphitheater in St. Louis.
Kings of Leon get pooped on and return the favor to their fans.
Oh,
fans
no,
pecked at the band.
Yeah.
What a bunch of weenies.
Fans pecked at the band. And then she interviews a bunch of fans, and the fans are upset, of course, because they went to all that trouble, and then the band quit after three songs. So what would I do if I was in that position? I would guess I would ask for a hat. It seems like to walk off stage is the royal F you to a bunch of fans, and that's...
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's not like they were being shot at. There wasn't
sniper fire. It is like they were being shot at, though, because here's the funny part. Only the band. And maybe it's because of the lights.
Oh, that could be.
I don't
be,
know
or
why.
Just where they're nesting
but
or whatever.
But the pigeons had nothing against the crowd, apparently. It is, but they were doing bombing runs on the band.
Well, we wanted to find out more about this unfortunate story and the plans for Kings of Leon to reschedule, so we asked producer Alex to line somebody up from the Verizon Amphitheater in St. Louis, Missouri, and I think that person joins us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hello!
Wow, there's pigeons in the office. Hello?
Hello?
This isn't someone from the venue, is it? It's a pigeon.
No, I'm not the pigeons.
You're a pigeon.
I'm a pigeon.
Yeah, you guys have made a lot of news since you got Kings of Leon to walk off stage.
Yeah, Kings of Leon. They used to be good.
So, did you intentionally poop on the band members, or was it just an unfortunate accident?
No, I intentionally pooped on the band members.
Are you drunk?
No.
It sounds like you're drinking right now.
No, you are.
I'm not. You're actually not. What is your name, Pigeon?
My name's Nicole.
Okay, Nicole.
Okay, are you the leader?
Are
you the pigeon leader?
I am on it in the afternoon here in the rafters.
All right. So why did you poop on Kings of Leon? Do you not enjoy their music?
They used to be good, and they sold out.
Did they really?
Oh, they sold out.
I hate to think everyone at that show thought that this album represents what they really are.
Well, this
not that. They used to be good, and why do people now listen to them and not listen to what they hadn't been doing before?
Right, but a lot of people really like the new Kings of Leon sound. It's been a very popular record for them. Oh, he's drinking again.
He's poop.
Maybe you should drink less.
I put poop on the poopy band.
Are you? Yeah. Have you guys identified which one of you nailed their mouth? Because it went in one of their mouths.
Yeah, it was me.
It was you?
Yeah.
Nice shot.
That's why it tasted like tequila. He said, that tastes like poop with tequila.
Well, that's an upside at least.
Jose Cuervo. He's good. I make good margaritas. Okay. You okay?
Yeah, so funny.
Need a drink?
No.
A little drink. Take a little drink.
That's the one thing I don't need.
Just take a little drink.
All right.
You are listening to the Kevin Bean Show on a Wednesday. We have talked in the past about the phenomena of tattoos and how very few people just get one. Maybe there's the sorority girl who gets the tramp stamp and then she keeps it there. But most people who get tattoos end up going back for more and more and more. And Psycho Mike, I think, is... I don't know what's going on with him right now, but he's getting one a day. he's really adding to the total fast. What's happening this week, Michael?
Well, I'm not necessarily trying to get him at such an alarming rate. It's just I've been so busy that it's hard to fit him in. And then,
that's my problem.
If you go to a good tattoo artist, it's like a good hair stylist or something. It's not like you can just walk in and do it. So arranging it with the person who was doing my tattoos and my schedule has been tough, so I just got as many as I could at one time.
Okay, so you got three this week, and you have plans to get two more within the next week.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have to get my Little Wayne in a smoking jacket tattoo.
That's
soon.
Funny. I'm down with that.
Yeah.
Little Wayne in a smoking jacket.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Free Wheezy.
Okay.
But the three that you got, explain, because those are your dogs, right? Your rat dogs? Your little.
Yeah. This is Coco right here, Kevin.
Yeah. And is that the retarded one?
No.
That's cute.
That's Coco. That's Lola. And I drew both these pictures. They're kind of like amateurish. And I figured that they
you
mean,
sketched them so
yeah,
that then
they mean more to me because I drew them. And,
of course, because you're you.
Well, and there's that.
Did you sketch a picture of your own face? And are you going to get that tattooed on you?
No, I don't feel like I could do myself justice.
Yeah.
and then I got this. It's Thirsty and Miserable. That's a Black Flag song.
Sure.
And it's about kicking the booze. You know, that's
right.
What the old Psycho Mike has done. And
Wait.
Third person, here
you
know, it goes.
You know anyone that refers to themselves as the old Psycho Mike?
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm your old radio pal.
Come on now. Stop
now,
that.
What happens, how many years sober are you now? 10, right?
Just under 9.
Just under, okay.
Yeah.
What happens now that you decide to go out and commemorate that with Thirsty But Miserable?
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
he looks at it and goes, wow, I really am thirsty, and he starts drinking.
It's hard to explain tattoos, I guess, in that you don't really like think about it in that kind of way where it's like there's a lot of forethought.
Where it makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, if you're the type of person that gets tattoos and is willy-nilly about it, then you don't really put that much thought in it.
But you weren't willy-nilly. You weren't willy-nilly.
No,
you were very calculated in the first two. One was Ozzy's signature. And the other was whose signature?
Lemmy,
okay.
Yeah, but I had like four before that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're just not in places that are,
visible.
Easily seen. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
So, yeah, and I never really had any disillusion that, like, I never, some people worry about getting tattoos and it's going to, like, maybe screw up their career. Like, I knew that I was that guy that wasn't ever going
to
have a career where it made
any
difference.
You never worry about that. Right?
Yeah, and I also am not concerned that I'm going to grow up and be the type of adult that has an image that's going to be ruined by a dumb tattoo. Like, I know I'm always going to be kind of a retard.
Yeah, 30 years from now, you're going to be the same guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. You're going to be happy that you have
I'm always going to be the guy that the other parents at PTA are making fun of anyway, so it doesn't really matter that I have Lil Wayne in a smoking jacket.
Okay, let me ask you about the Lil Wayne, because that's the one that fascinates me, because every once in a while I'll see a photo gallery online of people who get red-hot pop culture icons tattooed on, and then a few years go by and you go, yeah, I've sure got the dad from Married with Children tattooed on my back. You know, it seems hilarious at the time, but then tastes change and nobody kind of remembers who some of these people are after the fact. I mean, Lil Wayne is hot right now, but A, he's going to be out of jail in a couple months, so Free Weezy won't make sense, and B, you don't even know if he's going to have a career in 5 years. You're the kind of guy who would have gotten an Afro Man tattoo when he was hot.
No, Mike doesn't do it because of hot.
By the way, I'm not getting Free Weezy. I was simply saying Free Weezy. I'm actually getting him with a comic book bubble that says, Mother Effer, I'm ill.
And that's going to be funny regardless if people know who Lil Wayne is or not.
And as, like you said, Lil Wayne.
I support Mike.
Lil Wayne's appearance.
Of course you do.
Lil Wayne's appearance is so dramatic, and especially him in the smoking jacket. Like the dichotomy of it. Regardless if in 40 years people know who Lil Wayne is, it's still going to be funny.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Where's Lil Wayne going?
On my thigh.
On your thigh.
Yeah. That's going to be quite a treat for the ladies that follow. Now, what about the – is it true that you're going to get a human centipede tattoo this
week? Well, that came up because you said, Mike, save some room on your body for the human centipede tattoo. I'll pay for it. Bean tweeted me that.
I was joking because clearly no one's getting a human centipede tattoo.
But he would.
Yeah.
Especially if you pay for it.
Hey, if we pay for it, you'll get anything?
Not necessarily anything, but there's very little I wouldn't.
Oh, I'm going to start working on this.
Oh my God, that sounds like an invitation.
This is going to be good.
Yeah. I draw the line just below Steve-O as far as things I won't get tattooed on my body.
Steve-O's the end of that line.
Well, we heard about the one tattoo that he had removed, and we can't even talk about it on the air. But you're right. Like I said, I'm just one of those guys. Tattoos are fun. I appreciate the artistic standpoint of it. And I also am one of those guys that likes the comedy of it. And even the tattoo artist that gave me these was saying, there are three types of tattoos. There's really nice tattoos, there's really bad tattoos, and then there's funny tattoos.
And you go
and
for funny.
I'm sticking with the good and funny. You know, like I hope to never peek into that bad.
Is this an advertising opportunity for someone? If you'll get anything on, if it gets paid for, could Dinner for Schmucks buy some time on your back now if they wanted to?
No, because then you'd have to take off his shirt.
I'm no sellout. I'm no sellout.
You're no sellout.
You're really going to get the human centipede, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's awesome.
Are you really going to pay for it?
If Michael get it, I absolutely will pay for it. Sure. Yeah.
I'll pitch in. But it has to be 8 inches or bigger.
That's what she said. And I was thinking about how
I also
awesome...
want you to get the transcripts of all of Mel Gibson's phone calls. I'll pay for that as well.
God, if I could only tell you about the one I was thinking about getting that had to do with Mel Gibson.
I know what it is already, just knowing you.
Exactly.
I want you to crawl on your knees and blank me.
It had to do with blank me.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because I deserve it.
But I was, you know, the standard human centipede insignia,
the
three kind of
the logo, right?
Yeah, with the connected. I was thinking about doing that across the ass cheeks. How awesome that would be!
Oh, that would be pretty strong.
It would be good.
That would hurt a lot to get done. But
no,
it would
actually, because that's kind of like a fatty area.
But the front one would have to be
connected to the
yes.
Oh, right? So I'd be a part of it.
Yes.
Oh my God!
But you'd be the front, which is where you'd want to be.
So you're exactly right.
Done. I'm paying. We'll get it done tomorrow.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Daniel Tosh from Tosh.0 on Comedy Central joining us in about 20 minutes. Ralph's got the showbiz beat right around the corner, too. And Ralph will be doing double duty today because he's doing the video vault on what's called Caged Heat. Caged Heat, right. Because the worst thing about being in prison as a woman is no man to satisfy you, Lisa. That's what we learned from that movie.
That's the worst.
It's like there's nothing else that matters to them except for that they can't get a piece of any man. It doesn't even have to be a specific man.
It's awesome. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Wednesday. Everybody has TV shows that all their friends are into, and they just don't get it. And it drives you crazy because everybody's talking about a show, and you're not.
It's like American Idol for me.
It's like American Idol for you. It's like Mad Men for you. It's a show you're not watching, but everybody else loves. That's how I'm the guy on the outside looking in when it comes to Jersey Shore.
Oh, you're missing out.
Don't get it. Don't know it. Don't like it. Don't want to have anything to do with it. But it is returning to MTV tomorrow night, and it's all anybody's talking about right now.
But I love it for all the same reasons that you hate it. They're the same reasons. These people are horrible
human
beings.
The worst.
And that makes it, for me, that makes it fun to watch.
Yeah.
I don't know how anyone gives any of these Jersey Shore kids the time of day, but listen to what they did yesterday. Here's Jimmy Kimmel, our pal Jimmy, from his late night show talking about it last night.
Thursday is a special day. Thursday is the season 2 premiere of The Jersey Shore on MTV. After 6 arduously long months, Snooki and The Situation and JWoww and Chewbacca and... Chewbacca not one of them? They will be back. This morning, the whole cast was on hand to ring the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange. Supposedly, there was so much demand to see them do it. For the first time ever, they ran out of guest passes to bring like their friends in. What's wrong with people?
What is wrong
true?
With... I mean, think about the number of huge stars they bring down on the floor. This is, for folks who don't know, this is a promotional opportunity. Usually it's for movies or television shows where they go, hey, Dustin Hoffman's got a new film coming out. Let's get him on the stock exchange, get a little extra press on the news, right? They ran out of guest passes from people who wanted to meet the Jersey Shore cast.
So my executive producer thinks this might be a sign of the apocalypse. Yes, that is the cast of the Jersey Shore helping ring the opening bell on the New York Stock Exchange this morning. Snooki, JWoww, and The Situation all helped do the honors.
Has anyone ever been in a situation where they understood less about the situation than these people?
The Situation.
The Situation. I mean, really, that's unbelievable.
Well, we've had The Situation on the program before, and he joins us one more time here on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hi, The Situation.
Yeah,
how are you?
Yo, good morning. All right.
How's it going?
I'm doing great. You know, I'm just in the office, you know.
Pumping up
portfolios. That's how I do it. Yo, tu gata, mi garo.
All right. Okay, I don't have any idea what you're talking about. Listen, you and the cast members were on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange yesterday?
Of course.
Okay, a lot of people will say, what the hell were you doing there? You clearly don't know anything about stocks.
Oh, that's crazy talk. You know, I've been investing for a long time. You may know my great-grandfather, Guido Sindorantino, by his maiden name, E.F. Hutton.
I don't believe that's true. I don't think you're at all really...
Pump like what? All right.
Okay. Do you understand anything about the stock market?
Oh, yeah. I've been investing for a long time. And not only am I a reality TV star now, you know what I'm saying, Kate Bella, now I got my own investment firm.
You're an investment firm? That's what are you talking about?
Pumping portfolios. That's what I do. Come to Mike, The Situation. I'll pump up your portfolio. That's right.
Okay. Well, let's test you out here then. What kind of tips are you giving?
Can you turn the music down?
No, man. Sometimes I'm just feeling the vibe. It's like ETL every day. That's how I do it.
All right.
I'm in the office. Who else is handling your portfolio in the hot tub with the ladies? That's what I'm saying. Ha ha.
Well,
eating the macaroni. That's right. With sauce.
Okay, but that doesn't sound like you're taking my investment very seriously if you're looking at it in a hot tub.
14 shares, Amgen blood. What?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just like that.
What
on the Biggie Blackberry, I'm fist pumping, doing my laundry. I'm tan, that's right. I'm honey glazed, looking good. Ready to make your portfolio pump.
Right, what kinds of suggestions do you have for your clients today?
Let me tell you. Right now, if you're a smart investor, you're going to want to look into biotech. That's the way to go for the future.
Biotech.
Because even though the economy's taking a downside, it doesn't seem to affect biological-based stocks. I also think that gold is a good investment. Anytime you can invest in something solid,
that's
like
brilliant.
A commodity like gold.
That's brilliant.
It's
How'd you come
safe.
Up with gold?
What?
That's really brilliant.
Hey, yo, Paulie D, cut the music.
What? I'm saying everybody says gold. So what?
You know what? You're banned from investments. You're banned from stocks.
You can't
you're banned
ban
from
what?
Bonds.
You can't
you're banned
ban
from
somebody
mutual
from...
funds. No, you are.
You
you're
can't
banned
ban
from gnocchi.
Us...
You're banned from lasagna.
What are you talking about?
You're banned from commodities.
You can't
you're banned
ban me from commodities.
You're banned from something safe like an investment. Long term, slow growth.
You can't stop Kevin from investing in the stock market if he wants to, though.
Can you?
I got a sleeveless tuxedo on.
Okay. All right.
What are you doing in this situation?
I'm dancing because I'm in the office. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Pump up that portfolio.
Listen, how many clients do you have?
I got 22.
You don't have 22
I handle
clients.
Them in between my new job. I'm going to replace Steve Carell in the office.
You're not.
Okay, that's not. You're not
Carell.
Doing that either. You're not doing anything after the Jersey Shore. This is it.
New Orleans is trading for me for Chris Paul.
Okay.
No, none of these things are happening. You're just a reality TV star, and that's the best you'll ever do.
I'm Manny Ramirez's agent.
Nope.
I'm Buff. I'm saying.
All right.
Sort of.
I do laundry.
You do that. You do all of those things. That's true. Congratulations. Good luck on the show tomorrow night. Good luck tomorrow night. Hey,
I have a horn.
What?
I have a horn.
You do have a horn.
Smashing Pumpkins, also Papa Roach, and the solo effort from the Killers, Brandon Flowers, all coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, Daniel Tosh joins us after the top of the hour. Love that dude from his Comedy Central show. He'll be
Daniel
in here.
Tosh?
That no, it was for Brandon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. First, I'll wrap us here with the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on, Ralph?
I would like you all to sign my petition.
What is your petition concerning?
I am trying to officially have the phrase sleeping like a baby changed from something that means something good to the definition being keeping everyone in any given house up all night long.
Oh.
So sleeping like a baby is not a positive.
I'm saying it should be used, for example, like this. Dude, my roommate came home with his drunken friends and they were playing Rock Band. And they were sleeping like a baby until like 1 a.m. It should mean keeping everyone awake.
No one in the house
That's
can sleep.
That's what sleeping like a baby should mean.
All right.
I am so over this kid.
You can't be.
Enough.
How old is she?
Who needs one?
You can't be.
Call her 20 right now. 1-800-520-1067.
What is she, like 4 months?
She is, yes.
You can't be over her yet.
Well, she's got to learn how to sleep. Okay. This is B, mother F-S.
It doesn't seem considerate, the choices that they make in the middle of the night.
No. And if she would, you know, wake up and, like, come over and tap me on the shoulder and say, dude, I'm hungry. Can you get me a bottle or something? That'd be fine. But
she,
no.
She will eventually.
Bah!
You have to give her some
what
time
is that? How rude is that?
It's quite rude.
Children.
Yeah.
This is why you have a wife, by the way, Ralph.
Trust me. She's being punished right alongside. Okay. But there's nowhere in the house to save. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I could go sleep in the garage and I'd
you hear it.
You hear it. I'm saying you hear it.
Spoonful of NyQuil.
They are tiny to make that much noise.
Yeah. Speaking of babies, Juliana Hoff was being interviewed on the radio.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, really? What station?
And she was asked, it was My FM, actually, believe it or not.
Okay.
She was being asked by the DJ about her relationship with one Mr. Ryan Seacrest, Psycho Mike's good friend, Ryan
Seacrest.
Sure.
Yeah.
And she jokingly responded, "Didn't you know we're having a baby?" Then she quickly added, "Oh my God, I can't even say that. Now that's going to be everywhere. Everyone's going to believe that."
No,
no,
they
we're
won't.
Not. Don't worry about it. That no is problem. One rumor. There is no danger of spreading.
There's no future of this relationship, but there's no baby on the way.
No one would say, "Wow, Ryan Seacrest had sex with Julianne Hoff after having a baby." No one's saying that. You're good.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Ryan? Mel Gibson was seen over the weekend. First time in a long time. Us Weekly magazine, their photographers caught him making his way to Mass on Sunday.
Okay.
It's good to know God is still on his side, even if no one else is.
Well,
this is odd, however, because, you know, Mel has built a Catholic church on his own property.
Right.
It is
that
a,
seems
a
to be cheating to me.
It is a traditionalist Catholic church. All the services are performed in Latin. Women who attend the church must cover their head.
Oh, my God.
And they must crawl on their hands and knees.
Because he deserves
and
it.
Service him because he deserves it.
In church?
That is, and the pews all have knee rests. Just saying.
It's cheating to have your own church, right?
Yeah, I wonder how many people have ever had their own church. That's got to be a pretty small number.
Henry VIII. I can think of one.
That's it.
Right?
Yeah.
And Mel Gibson. Religion.
And Mel Gibson. Yeah, so there you go.
There's a new Mel Gibson tape out
today. Oh, yeah, new Mel Gibson tape out today.
Yeah.
You know but what he does? Uses the F word a lot in this
what?
One.
What?
Yeah, he does a lot. And in this one, he seems upset.
I got to tune in.
Yeah.
Salma Hayek wants you to drink her juice.
All right.
Oh, my God.
All right.
I've been waiting my whole life for that invitation.
Me too.
Apparently, she has got a new juice cleanse. On the market. Us Weekly magazine says she has partnered with Eric Helm, legendary juicer Eric Helm, to develop the Cooler Cleanse. Apparently, that is the special delivery system she has designed with Eric, and she's been doing juice cleanses for 15 years.
Big juicy melons.
Salma Hayek says.
Do whatever she wants me to do.
I too. I will buy any product. I will. Whatever. Whatever she. If she needs juice, I've got it for her.
I'm saying,
if she needs to be cleansed,
yes,
I'm here. Whatever it takes.
Nice melons.
Indeed. And Kesha, she is out of control. Oh. She is nuts. Does not play by our rules, man. She's an outlaw. She is out there and sexy, man. And she brushes her teeth with Jack Daniels. She's crazy. In an interview this week with Paper Magazine, she said she likes to give her friends prison tattoos.
All right.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. A friend of mine taught me how you can create a tattoo with pen ink and a safety pin. And I was like, that's amazing. I could give tattoos anywhere in the world at any hotel.
Well, yay.
I saw this hot dude recently. I gave him a tattoo sitting in the lobby of a hotel. I was just like, can I borrow a pen and a sewing kit? I think I got an admirer out of that one.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, f*** you.
Yeah.
Well, I hate her.
I wouldn't say I'm aggressive, but I'm a pervert. I have a gold Trans Am, and my favorite thing to do is to drive around blasting Zeppelin or Sabbath, catcalling dudes.
Shut up. She didn't say that.
Come on. How lame can one person be?
Here's how I pick up dudes in a bar.
That's like five people's worth of lame.
I usually do something ridiculous, like send him over a shot of whiskey and then spank him. Something like that.
Oh, she doesn't care. She doesn't care.
She is out of control.
I spelled my name with a dollar sign, she added. I am out of control.
Fail. Epic fail.
I am a card and I need to be dealt with.
She's trying so hard to just be outrageous.
Wow, I want her.
What a dumbass.
I want her melted. I want a flamethrower and then I want to melt her.
I'm down with that.
I want a puddle of Kesha by the time I'm all done. Puddle of Kesha, by the way, opened up at the Truth last night.
They're good.
They're amazing. Let's start with today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Not let's start with them. Let's end with them. I've already started.
Yeah.
Cartoonist Jim Davis, the man who brought us Garfield. Your timing may have been off there.
Oh.
The creator of Garfield is 65 years old today. May his soul burn eternally in hell.
Who
do you hate more, Garfield guy or Kesha?
Ooh, wow. Garfield guy has been punishing me for longer than Kesha has. His has been a very sustained attack.
But
my
he's
senses.
A cat who enjoys lasagna.
Oh, does that cat love lasagna?
Man, he loves lasagna.
And naps? Don't get me started on how much Garfield loves naps. And he will boot a dog right off a table like nobody's business.
He sure will.
Do not challenge him. And his owner, it's like the roles are reversed, my friends. It's as if Garfield
is
the owner.
Really? That's a ridiculous way
Laugh,
to look at it.
I thought I'd cry.
Isn't the saddest thing that ever happened in Hollywood that Bill Murray is the voice of Garfield in those movies?
That's why it's the greatest line ever in Zombieland.
Right,
when they're at his house, they say, Bill, as he's dying, Bill, you have any regrets? Maybe Garfield. Elizabeth Berkley's 38.
Too soon?
No, it's perfect. Soldier Boy, that artist right there is 20 years old today. And Afro Man celebrates his 36th birthday.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high.
That's all you get.
That's it. But
you know what happens, Ralph?
I need to find out about his room.
His room doesn't get clean.
It doesn't get clean.
Oh, you know why?
Because Garfield's in there taking a nap, eating lasagna.
No, that dude's high. Oh, he's so high he can't clean his room.
It all becomes so very clear to me.
What did you do?
That dude's so high he can't clear his room either. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show of his beat.
Diversity. That's what I like about the OC. You know, between upper, middle, and upper. Is there anything more annoying than the poor? I think we should legalize marijuana in this country. Just so potheads have nothing to talk about ever again. Come on, it does get a little annoying after a while. Just, hey, you want to get high? No. Why not? Because I'm not in the seventh grade and I have things to do. But you grow up and do coke like an adult. Blatant racism. And it was obvious in New Orleans. We all know it wasn't just black people looting, that's for sure. There were tons of Mexicans there. Have you heard about this morning after pill? Or as I like to call it, breakfast in bed? That a few women have taken it and then died a few days later? Oh, talk about two birds. Butt sex is a lot like spinach. If you're forced to have it as a child, you won't enjoy it as an adult. I shared a computer with my girlfriend. She'd look up anything. I'm going to look up apples today. She just hit the A. It's like Asian ass porn instantly. Google's like, I'll take it from here. I know exactly what you're looking up. Well, every time you hit A, it's Asian ass porn.
Oh.
Ain't that the truth?
Hey, welcome, everybody.
We knew him before he was popular, and now he's almost too big a star to come on the lowly Kevin and Bean Show. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the program our friend Daniel Tosh.
Oh, thank you.
From Tosh.0, airing Wednesday nights. Hey, that's tonight, don't you know, at 10:30 on the Comedy Central. How are you, Daniel?
I'm well. How are you?
So many reports. It's like the mainstream just woke up and realized that you're on the air and popular. Your show has blown up like crazy business the last few months.
Well, the thing is, people only like, or at least the talent side of it, only cares about ratings or puts any worth in them when they're good.
Right.
When they're bad, it's like, this system's so dated.
Oh, it's
it
so
doesn't work. It doesn't
inaccurate.
Count the people that are watching online and DVR. But when the ratings say that things are good, it's like, this system is perfect.
We do the same thing.
It's accurate. Of course we do the same thing.
Tosh.0 debuted just over a year ago. Is that right? Was it last summer that the
last
show hit
summer
the air?
It started? Yes.
Okay, and you started out a few hundred thousand people. Now you're at like 2.5 million. I mean, you're blowing everything. I mean, you're more popular than The Soup. You're more popular than The Daily Show. This has to blow you away.
It is. It is ridiculous and embarrassing, but I'll take it for now. I just can't wait till the crash.
Because you know it's coming.
We'll get the raise first. You
used to tell us that you guys were putting this show on with a budget of about, well, whatever the interns had in their pockets. Yeah. Is it still like that, or are they starting to open the wallet a little bit now that you
back up the Brinks truck now?
No, well, they're not.
Oh.
I mean, the reality is we get the show. It gets more expensive because if I don't fire anybody, everybody gets a mandatory like 5% raise. So there actually is incentive in show business to fire everybody at the end of every season.
I see. Okay. And then you do that.
I've so far That's with the executive producers, I've gotten rid of a couple of them.
We were talking earlier today because we were very excited about you coming back on the program. But I do believe that you get away with more racist stuff on your show than any – with the exception of maybe South Park. Nobody
How dare
else can
you?
Pull, I'm
How
just saying.
Dare you?
I'm
I
saying,
may exploit racial issues.
Right. Okay, you call it that.
I will.
You get away with more of that than anyone else except for South Park.
Well, let's. If you're going to do a show about the internet is nothing but crazy, racist, homophobic, misogynistic people. So if you're going to do a show about that, I feel you have to at least try to tread on the topics.
Sure.
Hey, and I think you get away with it too because you say it with such a smile, and you've got that you know that baby face, so you look kind of harmless. So I really
Thank
do think
you.
that helps.
Well, I
do you
also
take baby
like to
face
say,
as a compliment.
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
sure. I just don't. I'm not a racist,
right?
So I always think racial humor from someone that's not a racist is fun.
So do we.
But racist humor from somebody that is a racist is scary,
right?
Really, you know who?
But there's no delineation in our company.
No?
No. So we're not racist, but when we make racist jokes, they go, and so now we can't do it.
It's unacceptable.
That's right.
Hey, here's the people that I want to go after really bad right now is anyone that is standing up for Mel Gibson, anybody that's coming out that's saying, this woman, she trapped him, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's what women do. Like, every day of my life, my girlfriend tries to catch me in a lie.
Right.
But never once have I gotten so upset that I'm like, I hope you get, raped by a pack of, the rest.
N-words, right.
Right. So I just don't, that I find infuriating, how people are, like, trying to stand up for him. I mean, I get upset, but never that upset.
No, that, well, we've had that same argument.
It's not possible to get to that point.
Most people would never, no matter what, go to that level.
You mean the girl?
Because they're not capable of it.
The woman that's half your age isn't, the model chick from a different country. Turns out she's not the most stable person. She has other motives behind.
And that's shocking to him?
Who would have saw that coming?
Yeah.
We have taken calls from our listeners, though, and this is the voice of Daniel Tosh you're hearing on the Kevin and Bean Show, of course, with Tosh.0, Wednesday nights on Comedy Central. And we had listeners call up, say that Oksana is at least partially to blame because she was baiting him in those phone calls and she was pushing his buttons intentionally. And our response to that was, oh, well, so what? Even if she was, there's still no excuse for anything
exactly.
that Mel brought back at her.
That's all my girlfriend does. Listen, don't get me wrong.
That's
I hate
all your
my girlfriend.
Girlfriend does?
I hate her. I hate every minute with
way
her.
Hot. What's wrong with you?
But I'm just saying. That's all she does. She just tries to catch me in a lie.
Right.
Constantly. That's her only waking thought.
Check your history on your web searches, everything.
But I don't cheat.
That she knows of?
No, I don't.
All right.
Like, if you want your relationship to work, you have to at least you have to be faithful. That's the one rule. You're not above that. And she doesn't get it. You can't explain it to women like, oh, like you really want to hook up with a skank? And I'm like, it's not you versus skank. It's you versus every skank. Do you see how the scale shifts in the other direction? It's like she's a mighty Spartan warrior.
Right.
And eventually all these Persian whores will kill her.
Now, has it been more difficult for you with the success of Tosh.0? Now you're even more famous. You got the big 60 city national stand-up tour, so you're out on the road a lot. Is that causing some problems at home, Daniel?
No. I mean, look.
Will she be glad to have you gone?
She'll be with me.
She'll be with you?
Of course she will.
Watching every step
she'll
from the
stand
side?
Right off stage.
I don't like the way she's looking at you.
You know what she said to me one time before I walked on stage? She goes, do you ever worry about getting shot when you're out there? Right as I was walking out.
I like her.
Too,
that's insane.
That is a crazy
thing. She followed it with, you should move around more up there.
Is she going to shoot you?
I have no idea. I just told her to go back to reading her vampire books and leave me alone.
Here's all I know. I know that you've been talking about your Tosh tour. And so then I went online to find it. And man, is it difficult to find on Comedy Central. You go to Tosh.0, and then you go to The Daily Show, then they take you to Futurama.
Are you serious?
It took me like 7 clicks to find your tour and you don't come anywhere near Los Angeles.
I don't like performing where I live.
Right.
It's just
sort of like a dog and...
I don't know. It's just awful. And I'll do a show here, but that doesn't have to be announced on the tour. I live here. I'm always going up locally here at the Improv and stuff like that. So people see me constantly. It's old.
All right. We got to take a break right now with our guest, Daniel Tosh, again, tonight at 10:30 on Comedy Central, another new episode. And we'll find out what has been going on the show lately and what is coming up still to come right after this on The Kevin and Bean Show. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. If you are in the doghouse, like we've been doing every day this week, we're going to give you a chance to join us for dinner and a movie with Kevin and Bean. It's Dinner for Schmucks in Pasadena tomorrow night, an actual movie theater, by the way, where you can get real food. And we're going to be sending you to Dinner for Schmucks with us because you are the schmuck in this case, because you have screwed up at home with a boyfriend or the wife, or the girlfriend or the husband, whatever it is. Give us a call right now. Tell us how we can help by giving you this free prize to join us tomorrow night at 1-800-520-1067.
You know how we failed the first time, though, is we told them, we didn't tell them that it can't be something so serious that it's going to come to blows, you know, tomorrow night. Like, we don't want a room full of, it doesn't need to be Jerry Springer.
Right. Yes. Exactly.
You're in the doghouse. You didn't, kill someone that she knows. We're getting calls from people.
You forgot her birthday. That's really what we're looking for. We can help you with
that. Take it easy.
Our friend Daniel Tosh is here in the studio on the Kevin and Bean Show, too, and he is going to be helping us decide who gets to join us tomorrow night. Tosh, of course, is here because Tosh.0 airs Wednesday nights on Comedy Central. Man, you've had a great season this time. And I know that thanks to the beauty of the internet, Daniel, there was no danger you were ever going to run out of material. There's probably more stuff every week than you even have time for on the show. But, man, you've had some great shows this season.
Well, thank you. And it is getting fun. And, I'm always terrified that we're going to run out of things. But then all of a sudden somebody sends me a video with 3 Russian guys and a hammer. And I'm like, we're back.
How many videos do you have to go through personally to get to something that's funnier? You have a staff of minions that go through it.
We got 5 people that knock it out.
All right.
That's cool.
5 I give everything the final thumb up or thumb down.
Is the worst comedian ever tonight?
The worst comedian ever is tonight, right. And we tried to make him not the worst comedian ever. Got him a lot of stand-up experience.
Uh-huh.
Let him try a few different genres of stand-up. The problem with him is you kind of make fun of him when you watch his video, but he's not 100% mentally there.
Right. So
I would say he's closer to 30, 40%. But
he's not a 70 or an 80.
No.
Well, you can work with a 70 or an 80. You can give him some suggestions.
Listen,
maybe they'll become an 85.
We just stuck this guy on a plane. He'd never flown in his life.
Wow.
He started, apparently on the flight here, he started screaming at the person next to him because he didn't think, he was looking outside and couldn't tell that they were moving anymore. And he thought that this was a bad sign because it didn't look like the plane was moving.
He thought it was stopped in the air?
He thought they had stopped and that was it was going to fall.
I love him so
much. For folks who don't recognize the name World's Worst Comedian, what happened in his video that got your attention?
Well, he's all premise, little punchline.
He just talks about
how... Oh, you had Dane Cook on.
Oh, look what you did!
No, he's black. but he just continues to go on about how fat this person is that he saw.
Right.
And referencing that, oh, she was fatter than my great-great-great-great-grandma.
And that's it? And that's his punchline?
A reference that you really don't know. I assume his grandmother was huge.
Is it this dude, this Daryl?
Yeah, Daryl Blewett.
Blewett?
Where's he from?
He's from Kentucky, and his company name is World of Pictures, which I asked him about, and he says it's because I'm in the pictures and I'm in the world.
That's awesome.
I asked him how he knew that this video had become popular. He's like, well, I got a phone call from somebody in Los Angeles, said that they wanted me to come out here. I knew I was on to something. I was like, that was me.
Are most people, when they walk away from their web redemptions, Daniel, are they pleased with the experience, or do they feel even worse than the day they came out to town?
I think for the most part they're happy. Okay. I try to include them in on the joke. I try to make
you try your best.
I do.
Sometimes it's impossible.
Well,
I mean, like, you really are trying so hard to have them be a part of it, but there are times when they just are so out of it that it's not.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's impossible. Sometimes we shoot like alternate endings that they don't know how exactly it will play out. But I don't ever try to, like, it's not like I'm interviewing them. I'm like, oh, I'm going to cut this up and make you like a complete douche.
Right. No, you don't need to do that. They bring douche with them.
And one of the things I love about Daniel's show, by the way, is he, you must have no ego, because you put yourself in situations where you look as bad as possible, and you seem to see the humor in that. And I love that about you.
Well, thank you.
I
do have an ego. It's so fun. I just enjoy getting trashed by the fans. I mean, like,
you do get your fair amount of hate.
Oh my goodness, it's exciting.
Yeah,
like it really. It's the only thing that makes me laugh is when I hear them just write horrible things about how gay I am and things they're going to do to my family. Right? I honestly love it.
But they usually spell it wrong when they say, right. You know, they call you a looser. I like that.
I did see you in the sauna the other day on some episode. I don't remember which one it was, but you were really gaying it up in the sauna with some dude. You guys were both naked.
What in the butt, guys?
That's who it was. It was the one with the butt. Yeah, that's right.
How am I not going to be gay in that scenario?
Yeah, you have no choice. Hey, speaking of that, you have to check out that video. If you see nothing else from Tosh.0 this season, you have to see Josh from Queens of the Stone Age and the what in the butt guy doing that acoustic version.
It's
that
a beautiful,
amazing.
Beautiful version.
When I get married next time, it's going to be my first dance song. I can't wait.
Hey, you were saying that you're doing one in a couple of weeks that we wanted you to do. What are you talking? What preacher one? Which one?
The Angry Black Preacher.
There's a lot
coming.
Of those.
I know there
is
are.
Is it the lesbian? Is it this guy?
Can't make no connection with a screw. No. And another screw. Can't make a connection with two screws. It takes a screw and a nut.
Not that guy.
No, but that means, listen, we have season 3 already guaranteed.
This guy?
That guy can...
You the devil.
Yes!
You the devil. Exactly. Hey, I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. The devil is a motherfucking liar.
I love that guy so much.
First of all, I don't know if you know that guy has the word Lord and God tattooed over every inch of his body.
No, I don't know that.
Yes.
But it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, no, and he's crazy.
Yeah.
What?
And we had him.
It's like a public access show, and people call up and curse at him, and he curses back. He uses the F word more than I do. What?
I'll ruin part of it.
Please.
Spoiler alert. I had him teach a white Sunday school class of 5-year-olds.
How do you find 5-year-olds to abuse like that?
You just pay their parents $200.
That's awesome.
And let me say, he did not hold back. He just kept saying, I am the sword, and I will F you.
Oh, my God. Have you, real quick before we break, have you talked to Winnebago Man? Have you had him on yet?
No. He doesn't fly. So it was a matter of us going up there. And again, when we go back to our budget, we still are very bare bones. So much so that I was doing a show last weekend in Vegas, and they're like, oh, we want to shoot a bit. So I was walking at 2 a.m. with a cameraman, just me and a cameraman. from the Mirage to downtown.
That's the worst part of town.
At 2 in the morning. We're like, well, why don't we get a cab? I'm like, we need the exercise. And it's the only time that it's cool in Vegas is at night. So we walked all the, we went to one of the drive-through chapels, and I just held up a sign. You're making a huge mistake. Sober up, a-hole.
I like it.
And I just stood in front of people, but oh my goodness. People were definitely going to. The worst thing you want to do in a bad neighborhood at 2 in the morning is have a nice, expensive camera over your shoulder.
Yeah.
Oh, good point.
And a light on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is it is low rent, but it is hilarious. Tosh.0, Wednesday nights, including tonight on Comedy Central. Daniel's going to help us give away some tickets for Dinner for Schmucks when we return right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. Daniel Tosh in studio right now. Hey, let's talk about Dinner for Schmucks, shall we?
If you ever wanted to go to dinner with Kevin and Bean, here's your chance, loser.
It's Kevin and Bean's Dinner for Schmucks party this Thursday night.
Does the cheese come out of the cow with the holes?
Good question, Steve Carell. Steve Carell, Paul Rudd starring Dinner for Schmucks opening everywhere Friday, but we're going to see it tomorrow night at Gold Class Cinema in Pasadena. We're taking your calls right now at 1-800-520-1067. You are in the doghouse. This big evening out with Kevin and Bean is going to help you. Daniel Tosh is here. He's going to help us pick some people to go to the party.
But let's not make it too serious, people. I mean, we don't need, like, you killed your brother-in-law.
Or you cheated with your best friend.
But if you did, you should probably come clean on the show.
Right, but that's not now.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's a great example. Let's take Gabriel, for instance. He is on line 7, joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Gabriel, get right to the point. We got a lot of calls to get to. Tell us why you are in the doghouse with your wife right now.
Yeah, we're leaving the house the other day, and I look straight at my wife, and I tell her, hey, you going to put any makeup on?
Ooh.
Yeah. Wow, you're dumb.
That hurts.
Wow. And her response was?
I already have it on.
She walked away pretty pissed off.
Yeah. I think the response is go alone.
All right, now here's the question, Gabriel. If you and your wife show up tomorrow night, there's not going to be like a cold, icy stare-off, is there? I mean,
will she wear makeup tomorrow?
That's a good question. Sure.
Better question. All right, we'll let you in.
Thanks.
That's good. That's the kind of thing.
I think that's about the size.
That's a blunder.
Well,
I don't know if that's a blunder. That just seems mean.
Well, okay.
We're going to reward him for being mean.
But you weren't with us yesterday. We were taking calls from a guy blew up his wife's car.
Yeah.
That seems a bit much.
You
as
know
well.
What I mean? Like a little more.
All right, let's try Emily. She's on line 5. I believe her call involves nudity. Emily, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What happened?
Hey, guys. Hey,
hi.
Lisa.
Hi, Emily.
What'd you do?
I was on vacation in Hawaii last week, came back Sunday, and Saturday night we went skinny dipping.
Yes.
And okay. We, who's we?
Okay, it's I'm sorry, it's me and my best friend, another girl. We planned this vacation before I even got with my boyfriend, so it was just a girl's trip, and...
All right.
So you and your girlfriend are stripping it off and getting in.
Well, you know, we were going out every night. We met the couple guys, and then on Saturday night, we hung out with them again, had a few drinks, and went skinny dipping.
So you didn't just go skinny dipping with your girlfriend.
Oh, so you cheated on your boyfriend.
Did you have sex with one of the guys?
No. You did cheat on your boyfriend.
Not at all.
We went
skinny dipping.
You're naked. You're naked with another man while you're in a relationship. Your lines are blurred.
All right. So is that why you're calling them, Emily? Is that why you're in troubles because you told your boyfriend about it when you got back?
Technically, she did book the trip before she started dating this guy. So I think she's allowed to.
By the rule book, that's cool.
Oh.
Now, here's my question, Emily. Can you bring the girl that you went skinny dipping with instead of the boyfriend?
If that's who you want me to bring.
Yes.
Emily, why did you tell your boyfriend about it when you got back from Hawaii?
I didn't exactly tell him when I got back.
He found out.
Because girlfriends can't not talk.
That's true.
Oh, that's what it is. You couldn't stop yourself from revealing that information that you knew was going to cut him to the core and hurt him forever.
Hey, let's focus on the fact that she and her girlfriend got naked in Hawaii. You guys
nothing
are all getting tied up in the boyfriend BS. Come on now.
All right. Yeah, go ahead, Daniel.
Well, she just went to Hawaii. She had a big orgy, right. And she's calling for free tickets. I mean, how perfect is this person's life?
All right, she's in.
It's all right, Emily. Congratulations.
Good
we'll
enough.
See you tomorrow night. All right, let's see. Where do you want to go? Let's go to David. David's on line 3, joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show, talking about Dinner for Schmucks. It's tomorrow night. Get to see the movie before it opens on Friday with Kevin and Bean. What's going on, David?
Hey, what's going on? So last week I told my wife I needed to borrow her car so we can go on a fishing trip with the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up going to Vegas and wrecked her brand new car.
Oh,
you're going fishing in Vegas?
You said fishing?
We told her we were going.
Oh,
but this is like Hangover, like where that dude couldn't tell his wife, oh, no, we're going to the wine country. She won't allow you to go to Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh, and for good reason, he crashed her car.
No, but wait a minute.
She didn't pay for it.
She didn't pay for it.
What do you care? So the reason you're calling is you had to then confess to her, honey, I lied to you about the fishing trip. I actually went to Vegas, and on top of that, I wrecked your car. That's why she's mad at you.
Pretty much.
Did you at least tell her that you were going fishing in that lake over by Vegas? What is it, that giant lake?
Lake Mead.
Yeah, Lake Mead. Did you at least try that?
No, I
that's not a good fishing spot.
Of course not, but it's a lake. I'm just saying, it's in a.
I want to know. He said to her, "What's the big deal? You didn't pay for it.
You didn't pay for it. Did you say those words?
No, right. No way.
So this happened last week. Are you going to get in a fight tomorrow night? Because we don't need fights.
No, we won't.
Okay. All right.
All right.
All right. If you don't win this, maybe I'll give you tickets to Step Up 3D.
Oh, there you go. All right, we're out of time. Unfortunately, we have to take the rest of them off here.
How can we not take Eric?
Well, yeah, because look at the clock. We got the. We got to do it super fast then.
I won't
super, super fast.
All right, let's do it really quick. Eric, you have to get right to the point. What did you do that was bad?
My brother-in-laws are visiting, and the little 5-year-old disobeyed me, so I yelled at him really loud and sat him in a corner, made him cry.
Wife's little brother, five-year-old brother yelled at. Wow, you're a dick.
You are a dick.
He did disobey, and that's a great thing
to say.
It's
an important lesson.
Exactly. All right, Mel Gibson, hang on. We'll give you tickets to join us tomorrow night. Tosh.0 with a brand new episode tonight at 10:30 on Comedy Central. Don't miss it. Worst comedian ever. It sounds hilarious. Daniel, congratulations on all the success of the show, man.
Thank you guys for helping me.
And we love having you on anytime. Brian Deegan is here, and we'll give away tickets for X Games 16 coming up after the top of the hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph, before you get into the showbiz beat, may I ask you a quick off-topic question because I'm always interested in your opinion on these things?
Sure.
T.O. as a Cincinnati Bengal? What do you think about that?
That's going to be the funnest thing ever to watch him and Ocho Cinco implode on the sidelines.
Oh, they're on the same team, that's right.
Come on, those two egos under the same roof? Nightmare.
Terrell is 36 years old now, and every year he pretends as if he's got something to prove, and this is going to be the year we're going to remember why we put up with his nonsense, but every year he seems to fail to deliver of late.
He will turn 37 during this football season. He is a player of diminishing skills, and his ego, along with Ocho Cinco's, they say, oh, we're the best of buddies. We get along all the time. We're good friends off the field. It's like, he's always friends until he plays with somebody.
Until Ocho Cinco gets a few more balls thrown his way.
He was friends with McNabb. He was friends with Tony Romo. There's nothing but a love fest every time he goes to a team. It's when he leaves the team.
That's my quarterback, man.
That you see the true colors. So I think it's going to be wildly entertaining. I have no dog in this fight. I'm not a big AFC man, so it should be interesting to watch.
Were you surprised that somebody picked him up?
Not at all. Okay. Yeah, out of 32 teams, there's somebody who's got a glaring hole at wide receiver that has no draft choices. You know, had not a good draft, didn't draft a wide receiver that's ready to go into the system. And they figure, look, the guy, even at his diminished level, is still a solid wide receiver. He's still got a certain amount of speed. He's big. He's a big target. His hands have always been questionable. He drops a lot. But, look, he had 5 touchdowns for the Bills last season. He had over 800 yards. The guy is still a weapon, depending on what your needs are. So I figured somebody would pay him. But notice it's a 1-year deal, by the way.
Is it worth the trouble is the question. That's what everybody's...
For now, it used to be a 4-year deal. Then he started getting 2-year deals. Now he's getting 1-year deals because nobody wants to take a gamble. This guy won't implode, and then you have to deal with him.
Do they have a 1-game deal?
They should have him game to game. They should call him up on Sunday mornings and let him know whether he's going to be playing for that team
or not. Not today so much.
That would be great.
All right. He probably will sell some tickets and some jerseys, too, so they make a little bit of money on that. All right, Rob is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Michael Jackson's love child speaks out. Her name is Mosienne Petit Jackson. Petit Jackson. And she has filed documents with the L.A. County Superior Court claiming she is Michael Jackson's love child, the child of a 17-year-old Michael, and her mother, Barbara, who also happens to be Diana Ross's sister. So she kept it in the Motown family, at least.
Okay.
There's a connection.
Right.
When she was 9 years old, she claims that Catherine Jackson, matriarch of the Jackson family, hatched a plan to protect Michael's reputation since they couldn't have him fathering a child at 17. So
everybody would think he was heterosexual.
So Catherine Jackson got a team of 7 men to abduct her and whisk her away to Belgium.
By the way,
so has her mom been looking for her all this time?
If this can be proven,
how
can she abduct her?
I don't know. But
the seven
Jackson...
men who abducted her, Kevin,
yeah.
were all later murdered.
Yeah. And this is an episode of CSI.
Yes, it is. She's in the Netherlands now. She's decided to come forward with her story so she can, in her words, formally claim my part of my father's inheritance.
At least she's being honest about why she's coming out.
She also wants custody of Michael's kids.
What?
So she can give them a more normal life.
She is one of Michael's kids if she's telling the truth.
But she's obviously older than Blanket and Paris and Blanket the Third or whoever the hell they are.
That's good. Someone they don't know stepping in.
Yeah. She wants to whisk them away from Grandma Catherine and raise them as her own. So...
It always confuses me when somebody waits decades to come forward with a claim like this, because there have been a lot of opportunities, a lot of things in the news that would lead me to believe now's a good time to come forward. Why wait until now, more than a year after he's dead? The whole thing's confusing.
Seventh guy just got killed, B.
Well, maybe that's what it is.
You know, took a while to track him down.
Maybe she had a hard time finding America from the Netherlands. Maybe they don't know. There's no direct flights or something. You don't know.
Could be.
Maybe she was on a raft. She just washed up on shore.
Seems unlikely, but I'm going to go with it.
Empty water bottles strapped together with just her panties as a sail.
Well, I hope she doesn't land in Arizona, man, because they'll send her right back.
Come back to get her! Oh, there's a little Lisa news. There's a new off-Broadway show in New York.
Yes?
Called The Deep Throat Sex Scandal.
That's the name of a play?
It is a play about the making of the legendary X-rated film Deep Throat.
Wow. That could be interesting.
I saw a show just like this once in Mexico, I think. I couldn't tell. I don't speak the language.
Did
I don't know. I'm
donkey?
Not quite sure what they were saying. But, apparently it is quite the big hit. Previews start September, and in October it'll be playing at the 45 Bleecker Street Theater. So if you're in New York and you want to see Deep Throat...
Oh.
Stop by my hotel.
We have a winner, believe it or not.
What am I even giving away?
Yes, winner. Winner of a...
What?
I didn't... I don't...
The movie, the play.
What? You're...
Oh,
you
reached really? Over...
You reached over, had to find that, and then you had to hit the button so it would play.
Yes. Hey,
Kevin, I'm speaking to you.
Hey. Wait a minute.
What's happening? Mike, turn that machine off, please.
I'm so take it away from him. Move him away from the equipment.
Check out.
That's what I was looking for. Sorry. This is what I was looking for.
That's going to be quite something to check out.
Will Elton John be the third judge on American Idol this season? If Nigel Lithgow has his way. He is the former executive producer of the show, and now apparently he's being asked back by Fox to help reboot the show since it's... been struggling in the ratings, at least it was last season.
Doesn't it seem like it would be a little beneath Elton John to do that?
It sure does.
He doesn't need the work, that's for sure.
Maybe that's the reason he would do it. I mean, if he had any interest at all. But he's never even been on the show as a guest or anything. I don't remember Elton John Week where he showed up and taught the kids how to sing or anything like that.
No, they never had anyone that good.
No. So, we'll have to wait and see. But the good news is, NBC has announced that The Office... he isn't going anywhere, even though Steve Carell will be leaving after his contract expires next season.
That's going to be quite something to check out.
Just stick with that one. That's good. Right. You just play that every time.
All right.
Steve is a major movie star now, of course. His contract's up. He has announced he is moving on, but they said they're going to be okay without Michael Scott. They're going to bring in a new boss, and the show will continue. So,
I think they could be fine.
The Office is an ensemble show that has lots of characters that we like. It's not like the one star of a show leaving the program. I can see how they'd make a go of it.
I agree. Today's celebrity birthdays, cartoonist Jim Davis, the man who invented Garfield, is 65 years old today.
What did you do?
He invented Garfield. Actress Lori Loughlin is 46 years old. Elizabeth Berkley from Saved by the Bell and Showgirls fame is 38. Jacoby Shaddix of Papa Roach is 34 years old today. Didn't he used to be Kobe? Remember when we used to call him Kobe?
He sure did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then he said he didn't want to be called that anymore.
That's correct.
That was after he raped some chick in Colorado, wasn't it?
No, that's a different Kobe.
Oh. Yeah. Alleged.
Afro Man's 36 years old today. And Soulja Boy, tell him! He turns 20.
Soulja Boy, I'm in it. Oh. Why me crack it? Why me roll? Why me crack that Soulja Boy? That Superman? That why me...
Oh, it's my favorite lyrics. I had that tattooed on the side of my arm. Oh, no, wait a minute. That was Mike.
I don't care.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Ryan Deegan is a true pioneer of freestyle motocross. He knows to stay on top of the sport, the price can be enormous. You've heard the saying, put your life on the line. For Deegan, this has become a way of life.
Backflip from the last time when I crashed and lost my kidney, so it's pretty cool.
I'm dying. Like, I felt in my head, I knew I was dying.
And I'm jumping over four sharks.
Deegan with the 360 on a 250 dirt bike.
I love Supercross. My life was Supercross for a long time.
The doctor says, is there anything you want to say? You know, to your family. I'm like, because I was probably, he's telling me I was going to die. And I just remember getting, when I got put under, I was like, please God, if I live through this, you know, I'll never be bad again.
Yeah, I think where I am today is like, I've always had goals of being the best, of winning the most medals. I've raced trucks for over a year now, got me into the four wheels.
The man himself from the Metal Militia, Brian Deegan.
I tell you, I've never had a doctor ask me if there's anything I want to tell my family. That seems bad, right?
That is not a good surgery to go into. Brian Deegan joins us back on the Kevin and Bean Show just ahead of X Games 16 kicking off officially tomorrow. We'll talk about the kickoff bash and benefit tonight that Brian's a part of. Hey, Brian, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Yeah, great. Thanks for having me.
Great to talk to you. Hey, I have to ask real quick, when you got in, what do you get when they put you in the Guinness Book of World Records? Because you made the book, I guess, for the most Moto Winter X Games medals ever won. Do you get a statue or a plaque, or do you get free admission to the Wax Museum? What do they give you?
Yeah, you actually get like a little plaque to put on the wall, which is pretty cool. I used to look at that book, you know, when I was younger, and always see like the longest fingernails in the world, and like all the stuff that was just kind of whack, you know. And then they put Action Sports in it, and I was like, oh, it's cool. Then I, you know, finally made it in there, so that's a cool achievement.
Right. And of course, this year at X Games, just like last year, you're going to be driving the rally car. That's going to be your event this year, right?
Yeah, I'm doing rally and rally cross, which kind of fits my style. Before cars on the track at once, a lot of smashing.
That's
be like
the best.
Kind of my truck, you know, truck racing, and you know that step up and speed and style. So I'm in four events.
Wow, four events. That's a big weekend. Now, Kevin, what's the deal? They moved the rally car this year, right?
It's a they used to do a bunch of stuff at Home Depot. Now it's going to be at the Coliseum, which is kind of right near the same area as Staples Center downtown. So it's kind of all a little bit more locally centralized.
Convenient. How do you train and prepare for four events in one weekend? I mean, do you just have to every day you go out and you go, all right, today I'm going to just focus on this, or what?
Yeah, you know, it's tough. It's, you know, at my house, luckily at the Militia compound, I have a freestyle park, supercross track, foam pit. Now I have a rally track here. We have all the guys here testing for Ford Fiesta right now, today and yesterday, and we've been on the track quite a bit. But up until now, I've been on my dirt bike, and that's kind of what I feel like the conditioning. I have to spend a lot of time on the dirt bike, and we just got the cars over from Sweden a couple days ago, so I'm kind of cramming for rally right now.
Tell me about that. Why do you get the cars all the way from Sweden?
I know, right? They build the best rally cars over there, and that's kind of where rally, you know, was formed, and where it's massive is over in Europe, and that's where the best cars come from.
Is there anything to do to get ready for the Moto X other than riding a lot? I mean, do you have to work out a lot? Do you have to run a lot? What kind of shape do you have to be in?
Yeah, it's, you know, I go to a trainer and, you know, two or three days a week, and it's like core fitness trainer, and I try to switch it up because, you know, I've been training a long time doing stuff, and, you know, we go to the MMA gym and we'll wrestle and boxing and all the stuff that just keeps it fun. So that's, you know, what I do to just stay in shape. I would do that anyway also, you know, if I didn't ride, I just like staying in shape.
Yeah. You say that, but the day you finally retire, you are going to blob out in front of a TV and gain 150 pounds, Brian.
Yeah, I'd probably start the winery out here in Temecula and just be just the wine guy chilling.
Now, are there injuries that you've, I mean, I know you've had a lot of injuries, but are there some that you have to protect? You have to condition a certain way to protect, you know, a certain part of your body?
Yeah, you know, I broke my femur in five spots and then losing a kidney. And so those are kind of the major ones that I try to make sure that I wear extra padding there. And then on my stomach, I have like a pad that covers my stomach and protects my insides. Can't really afford to lose another one at this point.
And no. Yeah, when you're one kidney down, you're pretty much at the limit.
Yeah, it'd be tough to jump with a dialysis machine strapped to my bike.
But you know what? If anyone could do it, I'll bet you could.
Yeah. Sure. This is the voice of Brian Deegan on the phone here on the Kevin Devine Show. We're talking about the kickoff at X Games 16. By the way, if you want to check out Moto X Freestyle at the Coliseum tomorrow night, we do have tickets for you right now. You can buy them at Ticketmaster.com, or you can be caller 20 on the Kevin Devine Show right now at 1-800-520-1067. I don't know if this is the first time they've done this, or I just have forgotten it from previous years, Brian, but they're doing a kickoff bash and benefit tonight ahead of the official start tomorrow. What's going on? What's that all about tonight?
Tonight, it'll be at Stapleton at the Nokia Theater. It starts around 7 o'clock, red carpet event. It's pretty cool. All the athletes will be down there, all the big-name action sport guys, and hanging out and, you know, talking to the fans. And then you just cruise up and go in and check it out. It'll be good around 7 o'clock. So it's for a cancer foundation, for the V Foundation. So,
oh, that's cool. And they got a silent auction of memorabilia and dinner, dessert, beer, wine, gift bags. You're going to be super accessible to your fans, you and the other guys. Pretty much people can just meet you if they're at this thing tonight, right?
Yep, pretty much. Just cruising around. I'll be hanging out with my kids and just cruising around.
That sounds like a good time. It's a good kickoff. And then Thursday through Sunday is all X Games all the time. You can see, I don't know, 31 hours or something like that on ESPN HD. They're going to do 8 hours of it in 3D.
Wow.
On ESPN. Yeah, so it's going to be great coverage this weekend.
Let me ask you one more question, Brian, before you go. And, of course, it's always awesome to catch up with you. You mentioned the kids. Do you think about that when they're watching you perform? Has that changed the way you the way you race or the way you ride?
Definitely, you know, I'm out there, and I, you know, thoughts cross my head, you know, should I do it, should I not now, and you know, the thing is, I want to be around, you know, to play with my kids, and be able to take them to sports, and, you know, my son, Hayden's 4, and he rips on a dirt bike. We nicknamed him Danger Boy, so
oh, good.
He has little webisodes of him ripping on a dirt bike, so it's in the blood. It's going to be hard not to, you know, have my kids come up as action sport athletes, but for me, yeah, it definitely makes you tame it down just a tad.
Well, I think you've done your time of looking at something and saying, should I do it? No. Okay, I'm going to do it anyway. You're putting your time doing that, right?
Exactly.
Right.
All right. Have a fantastic time tonight. Have a great weekend. Hope you win. Hope you're safe. Always great to have you on the Kevin Devine Show, man. Thank you.
Oh, for sure. Thanks for having me. And also, on Best Trick on Friday, they'll be giving away a Ford Fiesta for the guy who picks the militia athlete that's going to win that event. So make sure you guys log on Friday.
Okay. To win a car? All right.
Yeah, win a car.
Will do. Thank you, Brian. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Road Trip USA is happening right now. Stop number 4.
All right. We have a winner, believe it or not.
Not yet, no. Not yet. Alice in Chains and Deftones in Seattle qualify all week with tickets to see Alice in Chains and Deftones October 12th when they play the Gibson Amphitheater. Plus, you could win a 2011 Scion XB equipped
Scions!
With custom Kumho tires.
Hey!
All from the world-famous K-Rockets 928.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph Garvin joins us in studio now. It's been a while since we've done the Video Vault, but you've got a special purpose for the movie you've selected for us today.
I did. Let's open up the Video Vault, shall we? Since everybody's talking about Lindsay Lohan in prison, I thought it was only appropriate we take a look at perhaps the Citizen Kane of women in prison movies, or the WIPs as the genre is called. Caged Heat was brought to us in 1974 by legendary B-movie producer Roger Corman, written and directed by a gentleman named Jonathan Demme. If that name sounds familiar to you, it's because he also gave us Silence of the Lambs, Married to the Mob, Philadelphia.
Wow.
Many, many great films. This was his first film ever. He was a writer and editor for Roger Corman, and Roger gave him his first chance to direct, and he gave us Caged Heat, and we are better for it, ladies and gentlemen. 1974, the film was made for an entire budget of $180,000. Even in 1974, that was chump change.
There was nothing then.
And you can see every penny of it up on the screen of Caged Heat. It's the story of Maggie, a good girl, who got mixed up with the wrong crowd.
Oh, I hate to see that.
And she ends up going into a correctional facility because one of her boyfriends tried to kill a cop while they were being chased for a drug deal gone bad. So she goes inside, and the first thing that happens when you get to this particular correctional facility is that you notice they have no uniforms, unless they uniform maybe hot pants and athletic socks pulled up to the knee. For some reason, girls are allowed to wear anything they want to in this prison.
This is basically just what a guy wants women's prison to be, right?
Well, even more so when you meet Dr. Randolph, who is the prison physician
who has to, of course, give the girls a search upon coming into the set, into the jails, because you have to realize they could bring contraband.
That's
in there.
Right.
They could bring narcotics or weapons. So Dr. Randolph is waiting for them with rubber gloves and a speculum.
All right, ladies. Please remove all articles of clothing at this time. And this is your last opportunity to surrender any concealed narcotics, drugs, or weapons on your person. Listen, I don't enjoy this ritual any more than you do. And what we're going to do now is some calisthenics. I'd like you girls to help me. We're going to start off with deep knee bends for openers.
Yeah, deep knee bends.
For openers.
See if anything falls out.
Oh, man.
You can hear the production values there in the audio as it goes from dubbed dialogue into actual on-set dialogue.
I thought I was going into another clip.
Nope, it's just right there in the same scene. That is how quickly the quality changes for you right in front of your eyes.
Good times. Make them do jumping jacks.
Yeah, that was that's Dr. Randolph, brilliantly played by actor Warren Miller, by the way, who's incredible in this film. He smokes a pipe like nobody's business. It's not a euphemism. Oh. He actually smokes a pipe through the whole thing. Well, here's the thing. When you're in the lockdown, when you're in the cell block there with the other women, stuff's going to go down.
Right.
Because the girls are looking, you know, what happens if a pack of smokes goes missing, for example? You got to say, who took my smokes, right? Mm-hmm. You got to start shaking down the other prisoners.
All hell breaks.
That's what happens when Maggie goes after Sally, who she believes has stolen her cigarettes, and in fact has stolen her cigarettes. You know why? She's a kleptomaniac. That's why she's inside. She can't help herself. Here's the clip.
Sorry, Maggie.
You stinking klepto. You don't even smoke.
She's had enough, Meg. She can't help herself. She's sick that way. Oh, really?
Yeah, all right. She's had enough this time. But if she rips me off just one more time, I'm going to spill a can of kick-ass all over her butt.
Going to spill a can of kick-ass all over her butt.
What's the violin music?
Why is there violin music?
Oh, you have no idea.
Who's
music
talking?
In this
What's
film.
Happening?
Everyone's talking all the time. But at least it's shot from about a mile away from some sort of security camera. It's hard to believe Jonathan Demme ended up being one of our better directors.
The microphone is no closer to the person that's doing the talking than anyone else in the whole
hell's breaking loose.
Did they not know a movie was being made? Is this a surprise?
Stinking klepto. Hey, we don't need that kind of language even in a prison, young lady. Then you can meet the warden.
Uh-oh.
Warden McQueen.
Yeah.
Who is a middle-aged British woman who is paralyzed in a remote wheelchair.
Nice touch.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So she is the evil warden of the prison.
Mm-hmm.
And she will punish you for almost anything.
Right.
Including when Pandora, one of my favorite characters, Pandora is found to have a nude picture of her boyfriend in her cell.
Oh, no, she
That's
didn't.
Not allowed.
Oh, no.
I don't like the hostility you're projecting, Williams.
You've got real problems, Superintendent.
I'm afraid yours are just beginning. I think a couple of days in solitary on a minimal diet will give you time to think this over, Williams. We'll rap about this later.
Rap my ass.
Whoa. Yeah! We'll rap about this later, says the old British woman. God bless 1974.
Exactly.
Just like when Bean tries to be hip. We'll rap about this later. Rap my ass. Well, they take a bunch of showers in this movie, and there's a bunch of nudity and a bunch of crotch froes that you really haven't seen since the 70s, really. And I'll tell you, when the evil warden and the bad doctor get together,
uh-oh,
that is a bad combination.
I'll bet.
Because then you get sentenced to what's called CPT, which is correctional physical therapy.
Oh, no.
Which is, they put electrodes on the side of your head. And they give you a little shock therapy to straighten you out. Here's the thing. With the production values on this show, apparently you get hit by lightning or something. Because if this was actual electricity, they would just turn to a puff of smoke.
I won't hurt anyone anymore. I promise you, I won't hurt anyone. Please, please, I won't... Don't hurt me anymore, okay?
She's fine, apparently. Don't hurt me anymore, okay? You just got hit with like 40,000 volts of electricity.
I'm good now. It stopped.
Well, the girls make an escape.
Oh, no.
They make a break for it. They get out, and one of them gets recaptured. And what's a warden to do? They have to resort to these secret lobotomies they've been giving their patients.
Which is where they remove part of their brain?
Yes.
All
they,
right.
They go while into the
naked?
Skull while they're naked.
While they're naked.
And
good.
Give them a lobotomy to keep them from being flight risks or from being violent.
Okay.
But I don't think the warden is really sold on this process yet.
Can you assure me that this operation of yours will radically guarantee that this girl's capacity for violence will be completely absolved.
Forever. With a single twist of the drill.
Well then. So be it.
So be it.
Wow. Okay.
Drill into her brain.
Well, she did all the necessary research to make the decision as the warden.
She did ask a creepy doctor with rubber gloves and a speculum, who's obviously not qualified to operate anybody's brain.
Forever. Absolutely.
Yeah, but these are secrets. No one knows about this stuff. This is a corrupt prison. Nobody knows. But here's the thing, is that the girls who have escaped decide to break back into the prison to to rescue their girlfriends, especially the one that's going to get her brain drilled into.
So they're on a time limit.
They're on a time limit. Yeah. They got to break back in. But luckily, they met a friend on the outside.
Right.
Named Crazy.
Okay.
Her name is Crazy.
There's not much time there. They're just going, think of a name. Forget it. Crazy.
And she is going to help them break in.
All right.
And she does so at gunpoint, she overtakes one of the female guards, big, fat female guard outside the prison.
Right.
Here's Crazy helping her and the rest of the girls break back in.
My name's Crazy, honey. What's yours?
Bernice.
Two choices, Bernice. Do what we say starting now or say goodbye to the world.
I'll take the first.
Yeah,
good idea.
Instead of saying goodbye to the world. They get in, they break out their friends. The evil warden and the evil doctor both get caught in a crossfire with sharpshooters as they're running across the prison yard. And all the felons go home and everyone's happy.
Oh, what a beautiful sentiment.
So all the bad people die.
All the bad people die, and all the inmates, who are apparently all 20-something, who have spent the best part of the movie either nude in the showers or nude in solitary confinement, escape with the aid of Crazy, and they all live happily ever after.
Nude?
No, they're clothed when they leave.
Oh, well, what's the point of that?
Sadly.
So, Ralph, we kind of fell in love with Caged Heat based on the trailer, which made it sound like it was just a lesbian fun fest behind bars. Is that not the case? Are they not still starved for a man's attention?
They are. It's only man's attention they're starved for. They're not starved for any women's attention. This movie's made by guys for guys.
Yeah.
So these women are very starved for male attention, but not so much the female. You see a little caress here and there in the other corner of your eye, but mostly, it is, as the poster says, white hot desires melting cold prison steel.
All right. Good times. Thank you. What about one more showbiz beat before we call it a day, Ralph Garman?
Women's Prison USA. Rape, riot, and revenge. Says on the poster of Cage Sheet I'm looking at here. I just can't stop looking at it. Very exciting.
It's quite a movie.
Kesha wants you to know she does not play by your rules.
Oh, God.
She is out there living large, kicking ass and taking names.
Yeah.
She's profiled in Paper Magazine this month.
What the hell is Paper Magazine?
It's a magazine made out of paper.
Okay.
She says, I wouldn't say I'm aggressive, but I'm a pervert. I have a gold Trans Am, and my favorite thing to do in the world is to drive around blasting Zeppelin or Sabbath, catcalling dudes.
Wow.
Whew. She is crazy.
Wow, she is a pervert.
We better rein her in before she does something she's going to regret. When I pick up guys in bars, I usually do something ridiculous, like send him over a shot of whiskey, then spank him. Whew, I like her. Now I know everybody was right.
Because you realize
a party girl who's out of control.
Although I'm not surprised she has to get her guys drunk in order for them to notice her. She's fug. Come on.
She is fug.
Yeah.
Wyclef Jean. I thought she looked good in that one video that we had on our website. When she was singing that
she looked like a
baby talk song. She was hot. I would bang that mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, Ralph, I'm on IMDb. I'm reading about Caged Heat 2, Stripped of Freedom.
Yeah, but it's no connection. It was made like 20 years later or something.
Yeah, they made a sequel in the 90s. If these girls were good, they wouldn't be in cages, is the slick line for that one.
That's hard to argue.
You know, some of the earlier, even before Caged Heat, Corman put out some other women in prison movies, like The Big Dollhouse. That's a good one, too.
The Big Dollhouse.
And The Big Birdcage. It was a big theme for a while there. I don't know why.
How did that go with Fish Tank?
Oh. Why do you got to be like that, man?
That's a good question.
Caged Heat is the best of them all. All right, speaking of women, Zac Efron in the news. He and his girlfriend Corbin Blue were out the other night. And
just colleagues from High School Musical.
People Magazine saw the two. And here's the story. Zac Efron likes his cocktails just as pretty as his big blue eyes. Apparently, he and Corbin were drinking large pitchers of Cosmopolitans. Wow.
Oh my gosh, I can't find it so beautiful.
Maybe these guys are vying for roles in a reboot of Sex and the City.
Wow.
Zach can be Samantha and Corbin can be Natasha or whoever else is
one
in
of those
that
other ones.
Movie.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's.
But you're forgetting that in Charlie St. Cloud, he plays baseball with his dead brother.
Don't get me started.
Shut up, dude.
Hugh Laurie's got an album in the works.
An album?
He is going to do a record of
rap?
New Orleans flavored blues.
Huh.
He told Billboard magazine when the news was announced he was drunk with excitement at this opportunity, and he said, although the history of actors making music is a checkered one, I promise no one will get hurt.
Is he, what does he play, do you know?
Piano.
Piano.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to seeing that because he's the best and I love him. And diehard fans will be happy to know Bruce Willis has announced, yes, Virginia, there will be a fifth Die Hard movie.
Oh, good. Good.
He says he hasn't seen the script yet, but he hears it's coming along, and he's very excited about playing John McClane once again. He cannot wait to get a gun and a badge in his hand. It's what he loves.
He loves that more than anything.
More than anything.
Yeah.
So we got that to look forward to. Look, I like those movies.
I thought 4 was good.
I did, too. Except for that Kevin Smith character.
Yeah. Oof. What was he, the wizard?
Stunk up the joint.
That the guy. Wizard? What was his nickname?
I think he was the wizard.
Yeah.
Wizard.
Yeah.
What the hell?
What?
How Kevin's back for that? 1 second.
I know.
What?
I'm telling you.
What? What?
Caveat. There's all kinds of things coming out of Kevin's brain these days. Tony, he's studying.
What did you do?
He's studying before he gets here. That's why he's running late every morning now. And Lindsay Lohan is in the Who's Gal.
Still?
She apparently is being deposed by a team of lawyers who are working on a class action lawsuit. The people bringing the suit claim that the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department conducts strip searches of female inmates at the Lynwood facility and others in a parking lot that is neither private nor sanitary.
How is that possible?
Well, it doesn't seem
Come
advisable.
Out to the parking lot, Lisa, and I'll show you how it's They would like to have a little chat with Lindsay to see how she was treated when she was brought in, and they'd like to take her deposition behind bars and take this case to a federal court.
But they don't think she was treated differently?
Well, I think they're going to find out when they depose her.
Yeah.
They're going to say, how about you? You got strip search in the parking lot? She's like, no, they used a mink glove, and they did it at the Four Seasons, and then they bathed me in Perrier.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to help their case.
No, I don't think so
either. I got a taco right here.
Wow. This show makes me feel dirty now.
A little on the nose, that's all.
Today's celebrity birthdays, cartoonist Jim Davis, who invented Garfield.
You love him.
Least funny cartoon ever. Well, maybe not. It's right up there with like Marmaduke and Peanuts.
Yeah, most of them are not funny.
Elizabeth Berkley's 38 years old today.
Jesse Spano.
Saved by the Bell fame and Showgirls, of course. Jacoby Shaddix of Papa Roach is 34 years old. UFC president Dana White celebrates his 41st birthday. Afro Man is 36. And Soulja Boy, tell him, turns 20 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show tomorrow morning, an all-new program. We have Dr. Drew on the show, as we do every Thursday. Talk to him about what's going on in the world of celebrities.
Rachel Yucatel apparently split from Celebrity Rehab.
She bolted.
Really?
She bolted, and they had to go talk her off the ledge, and now apparently she's coming back.
Really?
Yeah.
Mike says there's been a tremendous amount of drama so far in the filming of Celebrity Rehab, but that Dr. Drew can't talk about any of it.
Well,
you
know,
VH1 has his nuts in a vice. He can't divulge.
If it's nuts in a vice, that's even a bigger story. Johnny Knoxville is on tomorrow's show.
Now, sure he is.
Yeah, I know okay, buddy.
Look, I know that we said that on Monday and then Tuesday and then we said that yesterday.
No,
I know.
It's going to happen.
Or today.
Mm-hmm.
But tomorrow, he's going to be on the show.
You're right. You got that.
Also, we're going to continue to give away tickets for X Games, which start tomorrow. Going to talk to Tanner Faust tomorrow. And you hate celebrities and you don't know why. We have a lot
Not
of
Not all celebrities, just certain celebrities.
Just
right?
like certain specific celebrities that you can't stand, but there's nothing you can put your finger on. Like, why do you hate this person? It's not like hate Tyra Banks. She deserves to be hated.
Right.
Yeah, that's self-explanatory.
Omar hates Ellen Page.
And you can't figure out why.
Well, who hates Ellen Page and for what?
She's adorable.
Right.
And,
she's good.
Great actress. Seems like a very nice woman.
And you ask him why, and he says, I don't know. So anyway, that topic tomorrow morning as well. That's tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
Don't go away. Cat Corbett's up next. Someone we can all agree that we love with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including that new song from Amberlin called Impossible, also some Offspring, Silver Sun Pickups, Pearl Jam, Pennywise, and more after this on K-Rock.